Get loud, Flames fans. It's almost time to drop the puck. Let's head up to the broadcast booth with Derek Wills and Peter Loubardias, setting the stage for tonight's matchup right now. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Live from Rogers Place in Edmonton, Calgary Flames hockey is on the air tonight in their 2021-2022 season opener. Jacob Markstrom and the Calgary Flames will clash with Connor McDavid and the 1-0-0 Edmonton Oilers in the Battle of Alberta. In the South Point Toyota broadcast booth inside of the City TV building in downtown Calgary, I'm Derek Wills alongside Peter Loubardias and Pat Steinberg on Sportsnet 960 The Fan, on sportsnet.ca/960, on the Flames, NHL, Sportsnet, and Radio Player Canada apps, and on your smartphone or smart speaker, just say, play Sportsnet 960. Well, the last time the Flames played a meaningful game in an arena with fans was on March 8th of 2020, 587 days ago. But tonight, the Flames will open their regular season on the road at Rogers Place in Edmonton, where they'll renew the rivalry with the Oilers in front of a capacity crowd of 18,347 fans. And Lou, from afar, it looks like the building is buzzing for round one of this season's Battle of Alberta.
I don't think we should be surprised. Everyone has anticipated it. Heard your conversation with Milan Lucic. It's not the same without the atmosphere, especially where this rivalry is concerned. Now, the Oilers have already played one game. They used a shootout to knock off the Vancouver Canucks 3-2 on Wednesday. But for Flames fans, after a long wait between a busy preseason, it's a team that's made lots of additions. It does not feature Blake Coleman tonight due to one more game of a suspension. It does not feature Tyler Pitlick or Brad Richardson. But despite all that, everyone's excited, and we can't wait for the puck to drop and see how this season is going to begin to unfold.
Well, the Flames finished last season 26-27-3. They had 55 points, and that left them fifth in the North Division, 4 points behind the Canadiens for the fourth and final playoff spot in the All-Canadian Scotia North Division. This season, expectations are higher. The Flames are hoping that individuals will bounce back. They're hoping that the team collectively will bounce back. Lou, what's it going to take for the Flames to have a successful season? And when I say that, I think successful means getting to the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Well, I think all of those things that you just mentioned have to take shape in many forms. Daryl Sutter wants his team to be much better conditioned than they were last season. He wants them to play faster. He wants them in a 3-2 league to cut their goals against. Last year, by the end of the season, it was at 2.75. He'd like to drop that under 2.5, if at all possible. I think they want to be harder to play against. Derek, so many different factors, but without some true bounce back from key people, some real step up from others, it's going to be a battle. And it's going to be a battle regardless if those things happen, either 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 of them.
The Flames are without a few key players tonight, actually 4 of them, because they've got 2 injuries, one guy out on the COVID-19 protocol, and one player suspended. Tyler Pitlick is still day-to-day with a knee injury. Brad Richardson is on IR with a shoulder injury. Michael Stone is in COVID protocol, and the Flames' big offseason addition, Blake Coleman, serving the second game of a 2-game suspension, 1 preseason game, 1 regular season game. Thankfully, the Flames will have him back for their home opener against the Ducks on Monday. So the Flames will have to go with 11 forwards and 7 defensemen tonight. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm not surprised. I didn't really think there was another option. They would have had to recall someone from Stockton. They only have 11 forwards, and as we spoke on the pregame show about a little earlier, Derek, I think with this team on defense, where they feel very settled with their top three, but not anywhere near as settled with the other 3 or 4, now you play 7. We'll see how the ice time breaks down when it's all said and done. But let's just use one example. Valimaki, Shillington. I can't think of a better way, if you have questions, to start answering some of those questions than the test you're about to face here beginning in a few minutes.
On our monitors, we can see the Flames and the Oilers taking to the ice at Rogers Place in Edmonton as they get set for round one of four in this season's Battle of Alberta. And another interesting wrinkle when it comes to dressing 11 forwards and 7 defensemen, at least in my opinion, you can double shift one or two of your three best forwards. And Daryl Sutter's always had a great feel for his bench in-game, and I'm sure he's going to give whoever's playing their best more ice time. But also on the back end, you talked about the competition to be the Flames' sixth defenseman or the left-side guy on the third pairing. By dressing both Oliver Shillington and Yusuf Välimäki, if someone ends up underwater and you feel like you can't give them as much ice time or any ice time, you can still put three pairings on the ice. So just kind of two different ways to look at it.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I stated a couple of minutes ago. It gives you options. There's already a competition there. Against the Oilers, Derek, you know you're going to get 20-plus minutes of McDavid and Draisaitl for absolute sure. It's almost more of a three-line approach against them. What I'm interested to see at the end of the night is what's the difference in ice time between Tanev, Hanifin, Anderson, maybe even in comparison to everyone else. I'd expect Zadorov to have the fourth most ice time, but don't be surprised if in a number of situations you see even Hanifin and Tanev in defensive zone starts when Dave Tippett takes the opportunity to get his big group out.
As far as the lines and pairings are concerned, we'll start with the Flames. We'll go from left to right. Gaudreau with Lindholm and Tkachuk. Dubé with Monahan and Mangiapane. Lucic with Backlund and Lewis. And then the two guys on the fourth line are Godden and Richie. On defense, Hanifin and Anderson, Zadorov and Tanev, Shillington and Gudbranson, with, one of Shillington or Välimäki being the seventh. And in goal, Markstrom gets the start, and Vladar will back him up. As far as the orders are concerned, their forwards from left to right, Draisaitl with McDavid and Puljujärvi. It'll be interesting to see if Tippett leaves Draisaitl and McDavid together, or maybe if the game isn't going according to plan for the Oilers, he splits his two big guys up. That's generally what happens. Hyman with Nugent Hopkins and Yamamoto. Fogle with Ryan and Cassian. Perlini with McLeod and Turris. On defense, Nurse and Berry, Keith and Ceci, Cuckoo and Bouchard. Smith gets the start, and Koskinen will back him up. Last season, the Flames 4-6-0 in 10 games against the Oilers. And tonight, the Flames will try to do something that they haven't done since October 1st of 2009, and that is win their season opener. They'll try to snap an NHL-long 11-game losing streak in season openers by beating the Oilers in the Battle of Alberta. And when we come back to the South Point Toyota broadcast booth, we'll introduce you to the Alpine Credit starting lineups and bring you tonight's Eastside Dodge opening faceoff. It is round one of this season's Battle of Alberta between Calgary's Flames and Edmonton's Oilers, and it's coming up next on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
It's game time. Over to Derek Wills and Peter Loubardius with first period play-by-play. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Welcome back to the South Point Toyota broadcast booth inside of the City TV building in downtown Calgary as we bring you the season opener live from Rogers Place in Edmonton. It's a Battle of Alberta between the Oilers and the Calgary Flames. And it's now time to introduce you to tonight's starting lineups. They are brought to you by Alpine Credits. We'll begin with the starters for Daryl Sutter's Flames at forward. Elias Lindholm between Johnny Gaudreau and Matthew Tkachuk. On defense, Noah Hanifin paired up with Rasmus Anderson. And in goal, it is Jacob Markstrom. And starting for Dave Tippett's orders, up front, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins between Zach Hyman and Kyler Yamamoto. On the back end, Duncan Keith paired up with Cody Ceci, and in net, it is Mike Smith. Tonight's starting lineup's brought to you by Alpine Credits. Own your home? Alpine Credits can get your loan approved. Alpine Credits, homeowners get approved. Visit alpinecredits.ca. The puck has been dropped, but a stoppage 4 seconds into the first period. And back to center ice, Lindholm and Nugent Hopkins go as, well, basically reset this Battle of Alberta. And Nugent Hopkins will win the second faceoff from center ice to start the night. And the Oilers will dump the puck in behind the Flames net. Back there to get it is Hyman. He gets checked by Lindholm. as the puck will pop loose into the near corner, and Hanifin's beaten there on the forecheck by Hyman. Puck comes back to Gaudreau, who's going to bank it off the end boards to Anderson. He dodges a check from Yamamoto and slides it up to far boards. Matthew Tkachuk off the Flames bench, trying to clear the zone. He can't, but a Lindholm does, and nudges the puck out to the neutral zone. Tkachuk can't quite find it, as it ends up sliding back into the Oilers' end to CeCe. Skates up the right wing side, crosses center, and dumps it in. Chris Tanev, nudge it up the near boards to Trevor Lewis, but he can't clear it. Leon Draisaitl holding it in for the Oilers. Plays it back to the right point. Tyson Berry steps in and shoots. Nice right shoulder save by Jacob Markstrom. And the puck will bounce off of that shoulder, up over the glass, and out of play. Faceoff coming up to Markstrom's right. Tonight's opening faceoff was brought to you by Eastside Dodge. Trucks are in short supply. Hurry into Eastside Dodge today to get your hands on a 2021 Ram 1500. Visit EastsideDodge.com.
Tyson Berry, who led all NHL defensemen in points last season with 48, a great little stutter step to open up a shooting lane and test Jacob Markstrom early.
Draisaitl squeezed off the puck by Tanev as it slips up the near side to Milan Lucic, and he'll play it up the middle of the ice ahead to Michael Backlund, who is flying in the preseason. He centers it, and Lewis chops it over top of Smith's net. Now it's brought up the left wing side. Note to center by Draisaitl. Gets to the Flames' blue line and plays the puck to Jesse Puljujärvi. Shovels it all the way back to the blue line and ends up going right between the two defensemen and back in Oilers' territory. Here's Berry with a stretch pass to Draisaitl. He drops to Connor McDavid. He plays it left point to Darnell Nurse. Nurse will golf it in behind the Flames' net. Erica Branson's there waiting for it. And he'll fire it up the far boards and deep into the Oilers' zone. And Mike Smith, who loves to play the puck, comes out to get it.
Does it as well as anybody in the game. Interesting to see Valimaki with Gudbranson in the first pairing of the game for those two individuals. They've gone back and forth, but that's how they practiced this week, primarily with those two together and Shillington as the number seven.
Almost 2 minutes into the opening period in the provincial capital. Flames and Oilers still scoreless in this Battle of Alberta. The officials for this game, the referees Francis Charon and Garrett Rank, the linesman Bevan Mills and Ben O'Quinn. Monahan trying to whip a shot to the net. It ends up bouncing to the near corner. Sean Monahan hoping to bounce back this season after what was, I think, undoubtedly the toughest year of his career. Puck loose in the neutral zone, scooped up by Warren Fogle, who runs into Eric Gudbranson as he crosses the blue line, and Gudbranson ends up going crashing down to the ice. Loose puck picked up by Andrew Mangiapane. He slides it up the left wing side to Dylan Dubé. He'll scamper into Oilers territory, but he gets pushed off the puck by Evan Bouchard. Now to come free, Brett Ritchie with a quick shot. It goes blocked. Puck back to the left point, held in at the line by Noah Hanifin. Now the Flames will get in there on the forecheck. Glenn Godden and Brett Ritchie out there in a line with Matthew Tkachuk. And Lou, we talked about Daryl Sutter double shifting some guys, only dressing 11 forwards, and Kachuk's getting double shifted here. Tkachuk centering it in front, looking for Godden. Puck comes back to Ritchie, and as he touches it, the whistle blows, and the Flames are going to get an offensive zone penalty here.
Yeah, Francis Charon is calling a hooking penalty on the Flames as Godden, Ritchie, and Tkachuk with by far the Flames' best shift early in the game, and they created a couple of scoring opportunities, and Flames are going to find themselves shorthanded, not what the doctor ordered early in this game. The Oilers scored 34 goals against the Flames last season. Derek, 10 of those came on the power play.
So the Oilers get the game's first power play. The Flames heading to a Wolf Cadillac Calgary powered penalty kill. Here comes McDavid, and up the right wing side, he drops it. Draisaitl shoots it and rips it high and wide to Markstrom's net, and the puck will ricochet off the end boards and roll down the ice.
On two occasions, the Oilers scored three power play goals against the Flames in a game.
And in their season opener versus the Canucks on Wednesday, 1-for-2 on the power play in a 3-2 win. Jesse Puljujärvi, Zach Hyman scoring in the game. Kyle Turris got the shootout winner on Wednesday night. And McDavid weaving his way in with a shot kicked away by Markstrom. And now the puck deflects over the glass and out of play. As far as the Flames' penalty kill is concerned, last season they finished at 80.2%, 15th in the 31-team NHL.
And I would suggest, Derek, that's an area that they'd like to continue to go up the ladder. There were a lot of great stretches in that 56-game season. In fact, probably the numbers overall would have been far better had it not been for some of those multi-power play goal games that they gave up.
And a 10 remaining in this Oilers power play. 16-13 left in the opening period. Still scoreless at Rogers Place in Edmonton. Lock into the Calgary zone. Tanev will grab it, spin, find an opening, and dump it down the ice. Smith wanders out of his net and leaves it behind for Berry, who had 23 power play points last season, second most in the league by a defense, but only the Lightning's Victor Hedman had more with 24. Flames deny an entry as Dubé. DeMangiapane in, he shoots, and Smith swats that shot away.
Great challenge by Dubé, and then an even better backhand saucer pass to spring Mangiapane in home free.
Half a minute remaining in the Oilers power play. Puck back to the Flames' blue line. Here's Nurse, who spins and plays it right point to Bouchard. He gives it back to Nurse. Takes a shot, makes a pass, Draisaitl. Across McDavid, bouncing it to the net, and Markstrom somehow keeps it out.
Well, Noah Hanifin did a really fine job to try to take the cross-crease pass attempt away, but it deflected off his stick, and Markstrom just fortunate to get enough of it and find it to keep it out. But the Flames with the best opportunity, a shorthanded breakaway for Mangiapane, and Mike Smith with an excellent shoulder save off the Flames' number 88, who always, Derek, plays well in this building.
Flames trying to clear the puck out, and Hanifin will, with now a dozen seconds remaining in the Oilers' power play. Smith leaves it in behind the net for Nurse, who slides it right wing side to Kyle Turris. He crosses the Flames' line and leaves it right wing boards for Zach Cassian, making his regular season debut. Got hurt in a fight with the Canucks, Zach MacEwen, in the preseason. Pretty scary incident. Terrifying. Flames get the puck in deep. They're back to full strength. Just past the 5-minute mark of the opening period. Still no score in the provincial capital. Flames have killed off the game's only power play. Here's Nurse. The middle of the ice. Pass misses Cassian. Racing in there on the forecheck is Ryan McLeod, but he gets beaten across the hash marks. At least that's what linesman rule. Oilers fans don't like that call.
Flames have to be delighted with the first penalty kill. Really only one decent opportunity in the entire 2 minutes, and the Flames read it beautifully to break up a cross-crease pass. They had the best opportunity while the Oilers enjoyed the man advantage.
Faceoff coming up to Smith's right. Monahan wins the draw. Back at the left point. Nikita Zadorov in his regular season debut for the Flames. Whips it out in front of the net, but it's swatted away by Smith. And now Lindholm, or make that Dubé, will leave it down low for Mangiapane. Walks behind the net, fires it in front, but his pass goes by everybody wearing white. And the puck slides down the ice. And speaking of what these two teams are wearing, the Flames wearing their road white jerseys with red and yellow trim. They're moving from right to left on your radios in this opening period. And the Oilers with their home blues with orange trim are moving from left to right. Here comes Yamamoto across his blue line to the red line. He'll lift it off the boards and in behind the Flames net from there. And it back to get it. Has his pocket picked by Yamamoto as McLeod takes over in the far corner and plays it left point to Duncan Keith. Keith slides it down low to Yamamoto. He spins into the far corner and plays it back to the blue line to Keith. Moves it across to Cody Ceci with a shot through some traffic. It's gloved by Markstrom, and he'll hold on. And speaking of Jacob Markstrom, starting his 11th professional season tonight, second with the Flames, went to 22-19-2 with a career-high 3 shutouts, 2.68 goals against average, and a .904 save percentage in 43 games in his first season with the Flames. And the other end of the ice is a former Flame. We'll tell you about the other starting goaltender when we come back. We are in period number one at Rogers Place in Edmonton, but the Flames and the Oilers are still scoreless. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Streaming home and away on any device, Flames Hockey is on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Stay tuned for the Shane Holmes Save of the Game. For every one of those made by a Flames goaltender, Shane Holmes donates to Kids Sport Calgary. Visit shaneholmes.com.
the better way to build. Told you about the Flames starting goaltender. At the other end is former Flame and current Oiler Mike Smith, now in his 20th professional season. Third with the Oilers, following a couple with the Flames. The 39-year-old is the second oldest goaltender in the National Hockey League. Only the Sabres' Craig Anderson at 40 is older, but coming off one of his best seasons in the NHL. 21-6-2 with three shutouts, a 2.31 goals against average, and a .923 save percentage in 32 games last season. Here's Backlund, left wing side to Lucic, who shoots, and Smith kicks that shot to the near corner. Back to get it is McDavid. Swings it up the left wing side to Nurse. Nudges the puck to Draisaitl, but Puljujärvi beats him across the blue line, and the Oilers go offside on the play.
Well, especially because the Flames are going with 11, but the matchup so far early on, 5-on-5, has been the Backlund group with Lucic and Trevor Lewis against McDavid and company, and so far that trio has done a very nice job. Lucic, the former Oiler himself, with a good scoring attempt, coming off a 10-goal, 23-point season in 2021.
Here's Tanev, ahead to Johnny Gaudreau, who looked terrific in the preseason. But right-wing side to Tkachuk, who also looked fantastic in the preseason. Finished tied for second in the NHL in preseason points with 7. Waters will clear it, and now Gaudreau's got it. We'll bring it back in and swing it up the right-wing side to Tkachuk. Tkachuk attacking the puck from Keith. We'll take it in behind Smith's net, and Keith will push him off the puck there as Nugent Hopkins scoops it up and slides it up the left-wing side to Hyman, who crosses the red line and dumps it into Flames territory. Gaudreau back to get it, being hassled by Hyman, who picks his pocket. Puck ends up bouncing up the fireboards where Tkachuk's waiting for it. He'll bank it off with Gaudreau's stick and out to center ice.
It's a good little simple exit by Chris Tanev.
Here comes Hyman, and up the right wing side, muscled off the puck nicely by Zadorov. He tries to feed it in front, but the pass gets blocked. And now Gudbranson's got it. Moves it up the middle, hard pass. It ends up skipping past Mangiapane. Back to get it. Slater Cuckoo. Moves it up the near boards, and it's sent out to center. Monahan's going to dump it back into the far corner from there. Mangiapane first into the forecheck. Backhands a pass behind the net to Monahan. Monahan coming off of hip surgery during the offseason. So happy not to be in pain anymore. Moves it behind the net to Dubé, who spins and shoots, and Smith makes the save and holds on.
Well, this is the line that we chatted about during the pregame show that you'd like to think could give the Flames an advantage, and it's been the Monahan line against the Ryan line, and that's a really good shift. Nice dump in down low. The Flames protected well. Dylan Dubé, who had a good season series against the Oilers in 2021, and he tests Mike Smith on the short side. Dubé with 11 goals, a career high, and 22 points in 51 games.
Faceoff coming up to Smith's right. A little bit less than 12 minutes to play in the opening period. Still a scoreless one at Rogers Place in Edmonton. Flames win the draw. Oliver Shillington moves it behind the net to Dubé, who gives it back to Shillington. He centers it, and now Richie with a couple of shots, and Dubé a shot, and he didn't get good wood on it. Now the Oilers will clear it down the ice, and that'll be an icing call on the home team. So two or three really good shifts in a row for the Flames as they try to open scoring tonight.
The more you can spend time with the puck in the Oilers zone and keep the big boys at bay, it enhances your chances. And Brett Ritchie found a open spot in the high slot, let it go. Dylan Dubé on the rebound, but his stick was taken well enough that he didn't get the type of composite on it that he would have liked.
Orders will clear it out. Hannafin picks it up and gives it to Backlund. Slides it up the right wing side to Lucic. He'll dump it in behind the Oilers' net, and Lewis will go in there on the forecheck for the Flames. He can't catch up to it. Either could Backlund, but Hannafin holds it in left wing side. Plays it into the far corner to Lewis. He swings it up the near side to Lucic. He'll drop it back to Hannafin, who shoots through some traffic, but Smith sees it, and he stops it.
Flames home opener is just a couple of days away. There's still tickets available for the matchup Monday against the Ducks. Single game tickets, and for every game at Scotiabank Saddledome this season, available at calgaryflames.com/tickets and at all Calgary Co-op and Sporting Life locations.
The faceoff coming up inside of the offensive zone. The Flames out shooting the Oilers 9-5 with 11-17 left in the scoreless first period. pretty good start for a Flames team that killed off the penalty and has picked up momentum since. Hanifin with a shot tipped by Lindholm. Back to the right point. Anderson a shot. Smith grabs it with his glove and he holds on.
Elias Lindholm took nearly 1,000 faceoffs. He operated at nearly 52%. He wins this one. Hanifin lets the first shot go. Rasmus Anderson reads the rebound beautifully, jumped up and drilled one that tested Mike Smith. It's been an excellent 3 or 4 minutes for the Flames.
Here's Gaudreau behind Smith's net, trying to feed it out in front. Kachuk jamming away, can't get a stick of the puck. And now it comes free for Gaudreau again. It's bumped by Nugent Hopkins. Nugent Hopkins trying to clear Canada. Ends up bouncing off of Lindholm's stick into the near corner. Kachuk will go in there and dig for it. Let's play it back in the left point, but it gets by Hanifin. Now Hyman goes racing after it for the Oilers. He gets bumped off the puck by Anderson. Back to the right point, held in at the line by CeCe, who shoots through some traffic. That one goes off a stick or a leg and deflects wide to the far corner. Kachuk to clear it out. Lindholm trying to chip it in, just moves the puck into Oilers territory. Both teams going to change here with just over 10 minutes to play in the opening period and still no score. Here's CeCe. And to McLeod. Just to leave it behind for Turris, and now a big hit inside of the Flames blue line is Nikita Zadorov using that massive 6'6", 236-pound frame of his to run over Kyle Turris on open ice.
You're facing against Zadorov. You better have your head on a swivel all night.
Richie trying to play the puck in camp, and now Godden's going to grab it and throw it in behind Smith's net. The goaltender out to get it. Wristed up the far side. And now the Oilers with a chance to clear will shovel the puck out to center where Godden grabs it and backhands it right back in behind the net. Now Lucic chasing, pickpocket Smith, tries to center it. It's loose in front of the net, and Monahan can't get to it as he's taken down in front. Smith bailed himself out there, is gave the puck away behind the net, but then got the paddle of his goal stick on it to prevent that centering pass from coming out in front.
And then Trevor Lewis actually got in behind him. Lewis has 20 points in his career against the Oilers. That's far more than any other team. And he nearly helped tuck it with some help from Sean Monahan, who went to the net after Lucic delivered it to the front, as Monahan nearly had his first of the campaign.
Monahan wins an offensive zone draw and throws the puck behind the net. Here's Lucic trying to return it to Monahan, who gets hit and knocked off the puck by Cuckoo, and the Oilers will clear it out to center. Here's DeBranson. A hard pass up the left wing side to Dubé. Chips the puck into the corner. Monahan chasing after it. Knocks it free for Dubé, who ends up giving it away to Cassian. Dubé battling to get it back. Takes it away from his former teammate Derek Ryan. And now Cassian will collect the puck and skate it out to center. Cassian shoots it in and ends up bouncing out in front. Markstrom able to turn that sharp angle shot aside. And now Dubé will one-hand the puck into Oilers territory as the Flames complete a change. Here comes Fogelin up the right wing side for the Oilers. Drops it off to Ryan. Circles it behind the Flames net. Spins away from Hanifin. And leaves the puck in the far corner for Cassian. Cassian tries to give it back to Ryan, but Hanifin picks off the pass and plays it to Kachuk. He drops it to Gaudreau, who tries to return the puck to Kachuk, but Flames end up going offside of the play.
Terrific out by Noah Hanifin to find the high winger under duress. This has been a quality opening period for the visitors. Unfortunately, so far, they don't have anything to show for it.
And we'll take a break. We are just past the 10-minute mark of the first period. The Oilers and the Flames are still scoreless. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Wills Loubardius Steinberg. This is Calgary Flames Radio on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Flames and Oilers still scoreless in this Battle of Alberta. Just past the 11-minute mark of the opening period at Rogers Place as Hanifin slides it up the near boards and out to center. His pass misses Lindholm. Drysdale's going to pick it up, walk it up the right wing side and back it up to the right point to Barry. Barry returns the puck to Drysdale. Slides it down low, but Puljujärvi gets tied up along the end boards by Lindholm. David moves it up the far side looking for Nurse. Pass gets picked off, but Nurse able to hold it in and drop it off to Puljujärvi. Puljujärvi, far side to Drysdale, left point to Nurse. Back to Puljujärvi, who tries to play it into the high slot to Drysdale, but ends up popping away from him and right to Gaudreau, clears the puck to center. Here comes McDavid right back in for the Oilers. McDavid trying to throw it across, but a good stick there by Anderson to break up that pass. And here comes Mangiapane speeding in. He's got Gaudreau. He centers, and the pass bounces over the blade of Gaudreau's stick. That turned into a pretty long 2-on-1 for the Flames. And unfortunately for Johnny Gaudreau, that puck just bounced right as he was about to shoot it.
The Oilers made an errant line change that got them into a whole load of trouble after the great stick play in zone by Rasmus Anderson that keyed it.
Oilers will dump the puck in beyond the Flames net. Tanev, there's it up the far boards, and Mangiapane will chip it into Oilers territory, and Dubé, with that great speed of his, will chase it for the Flames.
He's had a strong first period, he and number 88.
Here comes CeCe across his blue line. Bounces it off the blade of Brian's stick. Cassian will catch up to it in the near corner for the Oilers. And slotted in behind the net to Fogle. Fogle, the former Hurricane, spins and bounces it to the net and scores. Warren Fogle puts the puck on net, and it appeared to me that former Flame Derek Ryan was able to redirect it past Jacob Markstrom. The Oilers strike first in this Battle of Alberta and take a 1-0 lead.
Well, Derek Ryan delighted signing a 2-year off-season deal with the Oilers. He had a strong preseason against the Flames. Good cycle behind the net, and it goes off Zadorov. Then it hits the body of Derek Ryan, and absolutely no chance as Ryan knocked it out of mid-air after it went off both shoulders and past Jacob Markstrom.
Well, the Flames, who have been the better of the two teams in this first period, find themselves behind the Oilers in this hockey game. Calgary out shooting Edmonton 11-7, but it's the Oilers 1 and the Flames nothing.
Derek Ryan's first goal in 25 games.
The unrestricted free agent signing a 2-year, $2.5 million contract with the Oilers on July 28th. And here's his first goal as an Oiler. Nope. PA feed not working. Oilers will dump the puck in beyond the Flames net. And there are the forecheck. Yamamoto and Hyman, but it's Lucic who picks the puck up, makes a good outlet pass to Richie, who skates it across the red line, chips it in and chases it, and then Smith comes out to get it and runs a little interference with Richie in the far corner to help the Oilers clear it out. Puck loosens out of the Flames' blue line. Hanifin will send it out to center where Cuckoo's going to grab it and drop it back to Bouchard, who makes a dangerous pass. He's lucky Tkachuk didn't pick it off. He would have walked in all alone, but he does help the Oilers break out. Now the puck ends up in behind the Flames net. Here's Hanifin. Near side to Tkachuk. He drops it back to Hanifin. McDavid steals it. Gives it to Yamamoto, who shoots it. Markstrom the save. Puck loose in the blue paint. He gets his glove on it. And now Anderson and Yamamoto get into it after the whistle.
Well, both guys are never afraid. Cool. And Rasmus is throwing some haymakers with a glove off. And it might cost him some extra time. Yamamoto, don't be mesmerized by his lack of size. He can disturb with the best of them, the way he gets in on the forecheck, and he'll pester you to death. And he gets in the grill of Rasmus Anderson after helping to create a good chance.
Well, I think what Anderson was upset about is the fact that Yamamoto crashed into his goaltender, Markstrom. And Anderson snapped on Yamamoto, threw some pretty good right hands. And I suspect he'll probably be in the penalty box when we come back. Former Flame Derek Ryan has the game's only goal, his first as a member of the Oilers. He scores it at 13:08, and it is Edmonton 1 and Calgary nothing. Back with more of the first period and with a look at the out-of-town scoreboard in a moment. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Calgary Flames Hockey is on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
In Edmonton, it's the Oilers 1 and the Calgary Flames nothing in this Battle of Alberta. And now joining us for the look at the out-of-town scoreboard Here's Pat Steinberg.
All right, here's what's going on in the NHL right now. Late third period, Carolina's up 3-1 on Nashville. St. Louis has a 3-1 lead on Colorado late second. Late first period, Winnipeg leads San Jose 1-0, and they're just underway in Los Angeles. Kings and Wild are scoreless. Major League Baseball, top eight, game one, NLCS, Dodgers and Braves still tied 2-2. And the Calgary Stampeders have won their third straight game, and they pound the BC Lions 39-10, your final score tonight.
Oilers head to their second power play of the hockey game with Rasmus Anderson in the penalty box for the Flames. They head to another Wolf Cadillac Calgary powered penalty kill and are one for one. And this is a four-minute double minor that Anderson will serve. So already down to goal. The Flames hope that they can get through this four-minute-long penalty kill to keep it that way. Backlund steals the puck in the neutral zone but then loses it. Draisaitl finds it. Skates it into the flame zone and gives it to Nugent Hopkins, who drops it back to Draisaitl. He plays it near half boards to McDavid. McDavid, right point to Berry. Across the line to Draisaitl, who drops it back to Berry. Returns the puck to Draisaitl. He shoots it. Markstrom grabs it and holds it. And then Gudbranson taking down Puljujärvi out in front of the Flames net.
Well, this might be as important a four-minute stretch as there is in the game. The Flames have played very well. An unfortunate break on the Ryan goal. They were dominating play prior, but Rasmus Anderson with a double minor for roughing. And again, the Oilers number one on the power play the last two seasons in a row. And it was a big factor in why they won the season series between these two teams last season.
Here's McDavid. Back to the blue line. Berry with a one-time shot that misses the net. And now Markstrom gets bowled over by Puljujärvi. And four Flames will go after the Oilers forward.
And I don't have any issue with that whatsoever. That's the second time, because prior to the double minor for roughing, it was instigated by a bump on Markstrom. That was more than a bump. In fact, Puljujärvi, I believe, Derek, is going to take an interference penalty for just that, and they don't like it in Edmonton. But the young Finn, who really started to come into his own last season, finds his way into the sin bin with 4:39 to go in this first period.
Jesse Puljujärvi, fourth overall pick in that terrific 2016 draft, taken behind Austin Matthews, Patrick Laine, and Pierre-Luc Dubois, and ahead of Olivier Levy and Matthew Tkachuk. A career-high 15 goals, 10 assists, and 25 points in 55 games last season. But we'll spend the next couple of minutes in the penalty box, which means some four-on-four hockey before the Oilers head back to a power play with Anderson serving 4 minutes.
And if you're Daryl Sutter, you'd like to see that there was four white jerseys in the face of Puljujärvi.
Here's Dubé behind Smith's net. He spins into the far corner. It's run into the boards by Nurse. Monahan will step in to pick the puck up. Play it left point to Hanifin. Hanifin steps in, throws it towards the net, and Monahan redirects it just wide. Now Monahan tries to play it left point to Hanifin, but McDavid picks off the pass, speeds it up the right wing side, and drops to Draisaitl, who tries to drop his left shoulder and cut to the net, but he has the puck roll off the tip of his stick, and here come the Flames to center. Dubé trying to move to Monahan, but the Flames had to clear out a delayed offside call. Now here comes McDavid again, out in front looking for Nurse, who jumps up, but pass eludes him. And now along the far boards, Monahan and Nurse get into it.
What a good play by Oliver Shillington with his speed used in the four-on-four scenario, and came back to take away an Oilers scoring chance.
Minute five left in the four-on-four, 3:43 to play in the first period. Derek Ryan has the game's only goal. That is the Oilers one. And the Flames nothing in this Battle of Alberta. Off the right wing side. Here's Lindholm. Bounce it off the boot of Gaudreau's skate. And behind the Oilers net, where Keith is waiting for it. A three-time Stanley Cup champion. Gives the puck to Nugent Hopkins, who moves it right wing side to Hyman. Hyman forced behind the net by Valdemaki. Spins in front and shoots. And Markstrom makes the save and covers up the loose puck to the right of his net. And will hold on for a faceoff with 3:17 left in the first period, which is coming to you from the South Point Toyota broadcast booth. Under the Toyota Tower, South Point Toyota is home of the 2021 Clear Out event, with 0% on every Toyota, plus cash back and factory incentives up to $5,000. Get in and go to South Point Toyota.
Flames with 11 forwards and 7D, and everyone has been used in the game in this first period.
Here's Tanev. Up the middle of the ice. His pass misses Backlund. Backlund in a battle with Nurse for the puck. Nurse wins that fight. And the defenseman will swing it up the right wing side to his partner, Berry, who leads the charge across the Flames line, but is played perfectly by the defenseman. Good job there by Zadorov, and the Flames will throw the puck in behind Smith's net. The goaltender moves it up the right wing side to Fogel. Slips it left wing boards to Nurse. Nurse will cross into Flames territory, but he gets angled off by Lewis, who loses his stick and now finds it, but can't get that stick on the puck. Here's Drysdale. Far boards to McDavid in front to Drysdale. He gets tied up from behind by Mangiapane, and now McDavid shoots and scores. Connor McDavid with a quick shot goes bar down on Jacob Markstrom, and it's 2-0 Oilers.
And another rather fortuitous bounce for the Oilers as they hem the Flames in. McDavid in front of the net, Draisaitl. Mangiapane, pretty good position. The defender, or make that Puljujarvi, jumped in to try a shot, and it redirected perfectly like a pass off Trevor Lewis's stick right to McDavid, who deposited into the top part of the net before Markstrom could go cross crease and get to it.
A lot of things had to fall into place for the Oilers to score that goal. It all started with Jesse Puljujärvi racing out of the penalty box, and the puck arrived on his stick at the perfect time, and then, as you mentioned, ends up bouncing it out in front, and it ends up on Connor McDavid's stick, and the Flames are behind by two. Trying to get that goal back here is Tanev. He'll walk up the right wing side and center it in front, looking for Lucic, but it ends up bouncing by him, and now Cassian will corral the puck and play it up the left wing side to Keith, who bounces it across the ice to Cassian. Glides into Flames territory, throws it towards the net off the skate of Ryan, and it deflects just wide of Markstrom's net. And now a hit from behind as Sean Monahan gets run over behind Jacob Markstrom's net. He's slow to get up. Zach Cassian, right in the middle of it, now has two sticks in his hands, and he's going to get attacked by Nikita Zadorov outside of the Flames bench. And that's going to lead to a huge scrum. Matthew Tkachuk and Slater Cuckoo into it. And now Zach Cassian from behind goes after Eric Gudbranson and gives him a face wash. Zach Cassian trying to have an impact in his first game of the season. And I believe he will be escorted to the penalty box for his efforts.
Well, the injury, and a scary injury that kept him out of the season opener in the last couple of games of the preseason, has not deterred the Oilers number 44, who literally ripped the stick out of Sean Monahan's hands after throwing a big hit on Sean, who was not looking. He was in a very vulnerable position. Now, it wasn't completely from behind. It was side to side. Zadorov then came to Sean Monahan's defense. That's when Cassian ripped Monahan's stick out of his hands, and Zadorov went after Cassian right in front of the bench. So we'll see how the referees deal with this situation.
I suspect the Flames will be heading to the power play, but we'll have to wait and see what referees Francis Charron and Garrett Rank decide to do here. They have been on the penalty kill a couple of times. Flames penalty kills are powered by Wolf Cadillac Calgary. Your GSL family has expanded with the addition of Wolf Cadillac Calgary, focusing on customer loyalty and outstanding service every step of the way from first visit to purchase. Visit wolfcadillaccalgary.com.
And Zadorov and Cassian having a heated exchange in the penalty box.
And it does not look like the Flames are going to get a power play out of this, which I find really hard to believe, because that all started with that hit from behind Cassian on Monahan, and then he was skating to the bench with two sticks in his hands, one in each, and then he was as guilty as anybody when the two teams were battling outside of the Flames bench. So how the Flames don't wind up with a power play here when the first penalty was clearly going to Cassian is a little bit beyond me. Anyhow, a little 4-on-4. With a little bit less than a minute and a half remaining in the period. Here comes Backlund, deep in Oilers territory. Swings the puck into the far corner. Anderson pinching in. Bounces off of him. And now Backlund's going to take it away from Nurse. And Mangiapane will pick it up in the near corner. Mangiapane trying to drive the net. Drops it. Backlund tries to shoot it. But fans on the shot. Here comes McDavid quickly out to center. McDavid drops it. Draisaitl shoots it off the right shoulder of Markstrom and into the far corner. McDavid pitchforks the puck to Draisaitl. Lugs it back to the blue line and slips it near side to Nurse. Nurse gives it to Draisaitl, who stick handles in, goes to the net, and is stopped by Markstrom. Beautiful move by Leon Draisaitl, going from backhand to forehand across the crease, but he can't put the puck by Jacob Markstrom, who's lost his stick. And now Darnell Nurse with a heavy slap shot into the gut of the stickless goaltender. And now Noah Hanifin and Darnell Nurse get into it. Andrew Mangiapane in the middle as well, as these two teams are at each other's throats in the first period of the first game of this season's Battle of Alberta.
Started early, and it is continuing. Great opportunity for Draisaitl and a wonderful save. I know it's early in the game, but maybe a game saver by Jacob Markstrom, preventing the Oilers from taking a 3-0 advantage here late in the first period. That's a massive stop by the Flames' number 25. And then Nurse went to the net. And again, the Flames have shown the Oilers if they want to be in that neighborhood, they're going to have to pay a bit of a price. Darnell Nurse, Derek, in the season opener, played 32-24 against Vancouver.
3-2 overtime win. Arsace shootout win on Wednesday night. Rowe trying a shot, has it blocked. And now Hyman gets taken down by Lindholm. And the Flames are going to get called for a penalty. Hey, the last time these two teams played a regular season game in front of fans, February 1st of 2020. Wasn't a good night for the Flames. The Oilers beat them 8-3 at Scotiabank Saddledome. But I think our listeners will remember that night. There were three fights, including a goalie fight between Mike Smith and Cam Talbot, and 102 penalty minutes between the two teams. So they're kind of picking up where they left off the last time they played in front of fans, this time at Rogers Place in Edmonton. And actually, it isn't Elias Lindholm that's going to the penalty box. It is Zach Hyman who gets called for closing his hand on the puck. So the Flames will have a 4-on-3 power play for 42 seconds. We'll see if they can get back to within one goal in this hockey game, although they've only got 15 seconds to work with in this first period. Nurse in shorthanded, cross-checking Anderson. There's supposed to be a crackdown in cross-checking this season, correct?
Yes.
Here's Anderson ahead to Gaudreau. He's going to drop the puck back to Tkachuk, who winds and, I wouldn't say fires, more chops a shot to the net, easily gloved by Smith, and that'll do it for the first period. Former Flame Derek Ryan giving the Oilers a 1-0 lead, and then Connor McDavid scoring on the power play, and it is Edmonton 2 and Calgary nothing following an eventful 20 minutes at Rogers Place.
Despite the 2-0 score, especially in the middle part of the period, there was a lot to like. The Flames had an 11-5 shot advantage at one time, and they tested Mike Smith on a number of opportunities, and the Oilers don't want to take anything away from a team that can flat out score, but a couple fortuitous bounces that led to not one, but both of their goals.
Yeah, Flames actually played a pretty good period on the road. The Oilers do outshoot them 15-14, but Flames had their chances, just weren't able to capitalize. The Oilers much more opportunistic, and it's Edmonton 2 and Calgary nothing through 20 minutes at Rogers Place. Well, Pat Steinberg is standing by, and we'll host our first intermission right after the break. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
You're locked on Flames Intermission with Pat Steinberg. Sportsnet 960 The Fan, Calgary.
We're after 20 minutes of play where the Flames trail the Edmonton Oilers 2-0 as we welcome you back and continue along inside the first intermission. Pat Steinberg here from our Sportsnet 960 downtown studios. It is time for the first period summary. Oilers score both goals in period number one, including a former Flame opening the scoring against his former team.
And slotted in behind the net to Fogle. Fogle, the former Hurricane, spins and bounces it to the net and scores. Warren Fogle puts the puck on net, and it appeared to me that former Flame Derek Ryan was able to redirect it past Jacob Markstrom. The Oilers strike first in this Battle of Alberta and take a 1-0 lead.
First of the season for new Oiler Derek Ryan, Warren Fogle, Zach Cassie in the assist at 13:08 of period at number one. Then things got a little crazy. Lots of penalties for both sides. Rasmus Anderson took a double minor for roughing. The Oilers took a penalty for goaltending interference. We had some four-on-four time, and right as that four-on-four time was ending, Oilers just going back to the power play, they'd make it 2-0.
Far boards to McDavid in front to Draisaitl. He gets tied up from behind by Mangiapane, and now McDavid shoots and scores. Connor McDavid with a quick shot goes bar down on Jacob Markstrom, and it's 2-0 Oilers.
First of the season for McDavid, Jesse Puljujarvi and Leon Draisaitl. The assist at 17:29. A power play goal gives the Oilers a two-goal lead, which is where we sit after 20 minutes of play. Shots even in the first period at 15 aside. Calgary not officially charged the first period power play. They do have power play time to carry over into period number two to kick it off. Oilers go 1-for-3 on the man advantage, and they lead 2-0 after 20 minutes of play. That is your first period summary. And we're live in the broadcast booth, brought to you by South Point Toyota. The 2021 clear-out event is on under the Toyota Tower. Save up to 20% off MSRP on select 2020 and 2021 new and demonstrator Toyotas, with over 300 available. Get in and go to South Point Toyota. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
You're locked on Flames Intermission with Pat Steinberg. Sportsnet 960, The Fan, Calgary.
2-0 Flames trail the Oilers after 20 minutes of play as we welcome you back to our Sportsnet 960 downtown studios. Pat Steinberg along with you here in the first intermission. It's time to hop inside the Flames time machine, brought to you by Paradise Bay Home Leisure. For all your hot tub and patio needs, come see them at goparadisebay.com. And we're checking in with Brendan Morrison today, who spent parts of two seasons with the Flames. And it was on this date 11 years ago that Morrison scored his first goal as a member of the Flames. We take you back to October 16th, 2010, in a game against, funny enough, the Edmonton Oilers, when Morrison scored his first goal as a member of the team.
Pass in front of that. Sarrett gets it there to Morrison. He shot and he scores! Brendan Morrison! First goal as a Flame. It's tied at 2.
So that was 11 years ago to the day. The Flames signed Morrison in the fall of 2010, right at the end of training camp. He'd been on a PTO with the Vancouver Canucks. Of course, he spent most of his NHL career in Vancouver. He went to a couple of other spots and then was on a PTO trying to make the team. And instead of the Canucks signing him, it was the Flames signing Morrison, and he'd come to Calgary for parts of two seasons. We all know Vancouver is where he spent most of his time as a top rival of the Flames, and he talked about his path to eventually signing in Calgary.
I was coming off a really good season in Washington, and I was 2 years removed from an ACL surgery, and I felt good. Like, my legs were strong, and I was comfortable and confident. I was actually in camp again with Vancouver, and I know nothing's ever guaranteed, but you know, I thought I would be back in Vancouver, and the message that was sent to me before I went to camp there was pretty much come to camp, prove that you can still skate, and we want you here. So I thought that's where I was going to end up again. And then halfway through camp, Daryl Sutter contacted my agent and said, listen, we don't know what's happening with Brendan in Vancouver, but if for some reason things don't work out, we want to sign him. So last day of training camp is Sunday in Vancouver. Contacts my agent and says, you know, we're not going to sign him. So that was a little bit surprising, but I also knew that Calgary was interested. So that night I talked to Daryl on the phone, and Monday morning I was in Calgary having my first practice with the so-called enemy for years at the West Side.
We
played our first game 2 days later, but, you know, I was received well here, and you know, it's pretty funny. A lot of people on the streets when they first saw me here, I've had multiple people come up to say, you know what, I used to hate you, but now I like you. Now you're okay. So it's kind of funny how fans react. But you know, I thought that first year here in Calgary was going in the right direction. Was becoming a very productive year for the team. And me personally, you know, again, kind of similar like in Vancouver, I was put on a line with Jerome and Alex Tanguay kind of after Christmas, and we had a really good run there for about 20-something games. And, you know, we just moved into fourth place, I believe, in the West, and we were playing in Chicago, and I ended up blowing out my knee in our 66th game of the season. And, you know, so huge, huge disappointment, you know, personally, you know, going through an ACL surgery 3 years previous and just knowing that, you know, I wasn't the youngest guy anymore and, you know, a lot of uncertainty with what's going to happen moving forward. But, yeah, it was disappointing because I really firmly believed that that team that year was going to make the playoffs, and we were playing great hockey. And you know, I got hurt, and then I think a week later, David Moss got hurt, and, you know, then we kind of lost some of our depth there, and unfortunately the team didn't get in.
It's Brendan Morrison as he looks back to how he got to Calgary, playing for a couple of seasons with the Flames between 2010 and 2012. And that first season, he really meshed well with the Flames. That injury late really hurt things, though. And he's right. It was the Morrison injury. And then at practice, I remember being there when David Moss got hurt, and the Flames, who were on a really nice playoff push, they got off to just a dreadful start and then were red hot. And it started with a win in Dallas on December 23rd. It carried through into the Heritage Classic, and they were dynamite. And then that Morrison injury, and a few days later the Moss injury, took things completely off the rails, and they would miss the playoffs when it was all said and done for a second consecutive season. Morrison finished parts of two seasons with Calgary. He played 94 games, 13 goals, 41 assists, and 54 points. Brendan Morrison, the focus of tonight's Flames Time Machine, brought to you by Paradise Bay Home Leisure. Right now we are after 20 minutes of play from Rogers Place in Edmonton. The Flames trail the Edmonton Oilers by a 2-0 score. Derek Ryan, Connor McDavid on the board for Edmonton. That's where we stand right now. Out of town scoreboard coming your way next. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Design your dream home your way. Shane Holmes' build and price tool makes it easy.
I love this floor plan.
Me too.
Let's add a bedroom.
And make the kitchen bigger. It's perfect.
Now let's see the cost.
We can do that. Let's build our dream home.
With Shane Holmes, everything you need to design and customize your dream home is right at your fingertips. No need to set foot in a show home. Just visit buildandpricemyhome.com. Shane Holmes, the better way to build.
You're locked on Flames Intermission with Pat Steinberg. Sportsnet 960, The Fan, Calgary.
2-0 is your score. Oilers lead the Flames after 20 minutes of play. As you welcome me back to our Sportsnet 960 downtown studios, Pat Steinberg along with you. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. As you would expect, we are busy on a Saturday. We'll start in the NHL. Here's what's going on right now. Third period, it is St. Louis still leading Colorado by a 3-1 score. Winnipeg's got a 1-0 edge on San Jose. Pierre-Luc Dubois, first of the year, has the Jets up on the Sharks after 20 minutes of play, and we're scoreless late in the first period. LA and Minnesota. Now to the final scores. Sabres beat the Coyotes 2-1 in a shootout. Sam Bennett hat-trick. Panthers beat the Islanders 5-1. Bruins win their season opener 3-1 at home to Dallas, while the Maple Leafs bounce back after a loss a couple nights ago to Ottawa. They beat the Senators tonight by a 3-1 score. Habs drop to 0-3 to start the year. They fall 3-1 to the Rangers. Red Wings beat the Canucks 3-1 at home. Penguins are 2-0-1 to start the year with a 5-2 win over Chicago. Steven Stamkos, overtime winner. Tampa 2-1 over Tampa Bay. Over Washington. And Patrick Laine, overtime winner. Columbus beats Seattle 2-1. Carolina Hurricanes 2-for-2 to start their season. They beat Nashville 3-2 this evening. Major League Baseball, we're now on the top of the ninth inning with the Dodgers and Braves tied 2-2. This is game one of the National League Championship Series. Dodgers have a man on first and two outs right now, and this game is tied 2-2. Looks like the Dodgers might get into scoring position. with another hit, or maybe not. They might get caught in a rundown. Earlier today, Red Sox beat the Astros 9-5 in Game 2 of the ALCS. They tie that series at one game apiece. CFL, Calgary Stampeders hammer the BC Lions 39-10. You can make it three straight wins for the Stamps. And Montreal earlier today beats Ottawa 27-16. Tomorrow on Sportsnet 960 The Fan, we've got NFL action for you to wrap up your Week 6 Sunday. We have got the Seahawks and the Steelers on Sunday Night Football, just after 6 o'clock for kickoff. We'll have that for you right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. All things considered, lots to like about Calgary's period number one. Unfortunately, the thing that you like the least is the score. Derek Ryan and Connor McDavid score about 4.5 minutes apart in period number one. The Oilers lead 2-0 after 20 minutes of play. We'll take a break and come back with your second period play-by-play. Derek Wills and Peter Labarde is standing by. It's coming your way in about 5 minutes. Time for Puck Drop from Rogers Place in Edmonton. 2-0 Oilers over the Flames after 20. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Through 20 with 40 to go. Second period play-by-play starts now with Derek and Peter. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Derek Ryan scoring at 13:08. Connor McDavid at 17:29 on the power play. And it's the Oilers 2 and the Flames nothing through 20 minutes in this Battle of Alberta at Rogers Place in Edmonton. Shots on goal in the opening period, 15-15. Now the Oilers had the better of the scoring opportunities, but the Flames played a pretty good road period, Lou, but unfortunately for them, the bounces just didn't go their way.
Well, there was a 5 or 6 minute stretch where they were clearly the dominant team. They didn't get anything accomplished in that stretch, and, you know, the positioning on the Derek Ryan goal wasn't exactly what you would have liked, but two pretty fortuitous scenarios for the Oilers. The concern, Derek, is you want to be hard, you want to be physical. That's the way this team wants to play. You don't want to end up in very many four-on-four type scenarios. Every five-on-five minute you can play against this group is beneficial. And when they did, they were fine.
I thought the line of Sean Monahan between Dylan Dubé and Andrew Mangiapane was probably the Flames' most dangerous in the first period. Didn't see a lot of Elias Lindholm, Johnny Gaudreau, and Matthew Tkachuk get inside of the offensive zone, and that's something we'll have to change in the final 40 minutes.
It most certainly will, especially when you trail by two. So I agree with you. They were not a dangerous trio in period number one.
Pretty feisty first period at Rogers Place in Edmonton. Again, the last time these two teams played in a regular season game in front of fans was an 8-3 Oilers win at Scotiabank Saddledome back on February 1st of 2020. Not a good night for the Flames in more ways than one. Not only did they lose the game, their goaltender lost a fight versus the other goaltender. Give Cam Talbot tons of credit for even being willing to go with Mike Smith, a much bigger man, but that was quite a night featuring three fights on 102 penalty minutes. We're not at that level yet, but kind of heading in that direction based on what we saw in the first period of the first of four games between Calgary and Edmonton this season. Now we're set to start the second at Rogers Place. The Flames with their road white jerseys on will move from left to right on your radios. The Oilers with their home blues from right to left as Lindholm will take the opening faceoff of the second period versus Draisaitl. Draisaitl picking up a point in the opening period. Now is 39 in 35 career games against the Flames. McDavid had a point as well. He's now got 41 in 31 games against the Flames during his career. Flames win the opening faceoff. Here's Lindholm. High slot to Tkachuk, who drops right point to Anderson. Anderson to Gaudreau to Lindholm, looking for Tkachuk in front, but the pass gets broken up. Flames had a short 4-on-3 to power play to start the second period. That is over, and now it's a 5-on-4 power play for a minute and 12 seconds. The Oilers break out with it. The Draisaitl will cough it up the Flames' blue line, and now Anderson swats it up the right wing side to Gaudreau. Gaudreau turns it over, though, giving it right to Cassian, and the Oilers with a chance to clear can. Here's Gaudreau in front. Tkachuk, a backhand, and he stopped not once, but twice by Smith. And Ryan, who's got one of the two Oilers' goals, will poke the puck down the ice.
And again, the Flames can't make the Oilers pay when they get in and around. Mike Smith is Matthew Tkachuk this time, robbed by the former Flame netminder.
Here's Gaudreau, right wing side to Tkachuk. Leave it right point for Hanifin. Hanifin with a hard pass into the far circle that bounces over the blade of Monahan's stick, and the Oilers will clear the puck down the ice. Hanifin hurries back to get it. Yamamoto in hot pursuit of him as Hanifin leaves it in the near quarter for Dubé as the Flames switch to their second power play unit. Dubé will drop it back to Tanev. Slides it left wing side to Dubé, but he gets squeezed off the puck by McLeod. And McLeod can't find it in his feet. Tanev's going to hold the puck in left point. He ends up giving it right to CeCe. Flames trying to strip him of the puck. Ends up coming free, but the Oilers will clear it out, and that will do it. Hyman penalty comes to an end. No damage is done, and it's still Edmonton 2 and Calgary nothing early in period number 2 at Rogers Place in Edmonton. Here's Hanifin, right wing side, into the skates of Dubé, who digs the puck out of his feet and flips it into the near corner. Mangiapane in there on the forecheck, can't come up with it. Puck back to the blue line, held in at least for a moment, and now brought out by Puljujärvi, but he gives it away to Backlund. Backlund, waiting for his team to complete a change, slides it to Lucic, who drops it to Backlund. He shoots it. Smith fights that shot off, and now Lucic has it far half-boards. Lucic protecting the puck from his former teammate McDavid. Penalty call coming up against the Oilers' captain. Here's Backlund, left point, looking for Valimaki, but Puljujärvi picks the pass off, and as soon as he touches the puck, the whistle sounds, and the Flames are going to head right back to the power play.
Well, if you don't score on the power play, which the Flames had one really good look from Matthew Tkachuk, can you build on it and build some momentum? Well, Connor McDavid is in the exact spot that the Flames treasure in the penalty box. And now, again, an opportunity with yet another power play to get on the board and maybe turn this game around.
That's great work by Milan Lucic. Gets, I wouldn't say stuck. I guess I would say stuck on the ice for a shift against Connor McDavid in the defensive zone and ends up drawing a penalty. So good work there by Lucic. See if the Flames can make the Oilers pay with McDavid in the box. Here's Gaudreau with a slap shot that's fought off by Smith. And now Lindholm behind the net to Tkachuk. Plays it right point to Anderson. Anderson, top of the far circle. Gaudreau with a shot, looking potentially for Kachuk's stick, but instead it sails right into the gut of the goaltender, Smith, who holds on.
Good puck movement from down low. Matthew in that position on the power play, able to retrieve it after the shot by Johnny Gaudreau, in which he provided a good screen, got it back to the line, and the Flames swung it to the left side for another Gaudreau opportunity.
Flames with an offensive zone draw. Here's Gaudreau. He'll stick handle in behind Smith's net and flip it up the fireboards to Lindholm. Lindholm gives it away, though, and now Bouchard with a chance to clear can. Anderson holds it in. Bats it up the near boards to Gaudreau, drops to Monahan. He'll play it back to the blue line. Anderson left point. Anderson behind the net looking for Tkachuk. He gets spun around by Nurse. Now Gaudreau grabs it and gives it to Tkachuk. Tkachuk and Nurse are going to battle for it in the near corner, and Monahan comes in to help out. Monahan able to fish the puck out of some feet, but his pass back to the blue line goes right between Mangiapane and Anderson, and the Flames have to chase it back into their own zone with 1:05 left in this Oilers penalty. Flames with the only 5 shots of the second period so far, up 20-15 on the shot clock, but down 2-0 on the scoreboard. Now here comes Ryan shorthanded. Ryan drops the puck back, and now Bouchard dangles in. Bouchard, a backhand, and he's stopped by Markstrom. Great shorthanded chance for the Oilers defenseman.
Well, Johnny Gaudreau with a bit of a soft play just inside the Flames line that triggered the breakout for the Oilers, and then Bouchard danced around Matthew Tkachuk to get to the backhand and create a good scoring opportunity. The former London Knight star, but Markstrom read it like a book, and with a nice push to the right side of the net to make a key save.
48 seconds left in the Flames' second power play of the hockey game. On the defensive zone, drawn Backlund. Saucers it up the left wing side to Lucic, who drew the penalty on McDavid. He gives the puck back to Backlund. So saucers it up the right wing side to Mangiapane, who tries to drop the Dubé. Puck bounces away from him, and now Keith will corral it in the near corner and slot it behind the net to his partner, CeCe, who shoots the puck down the ice. Markstrom will stop it and set it up for Hanifin. But now 20 seconds left in this Flames power play. But Hanifin gives it away. Here's Fogel. Fogel able to hold it in right point. Gets all tangled up with Lucic. And now we've got a Flames penalty call coming.
Well, the Flames turn the puck over in the neutral zone and a power play breakout. And Lucic does not like the call. He really felt like the Oilers' Fogel sold it as he reached back. It was Fogel who turned the puck over. And Lucic showing frustration.
They just got tangled up.
And I can't really say that I completely blame him. He did end up with his left leg on the back of one of Fogel's legs, but you mentioned they just got twisted up, and that's exactly what Lucic was chatting with the referee about on his way to the penalty box.
Well, there's been an offensive zone draw. 10 seconds of 4-on-4 before they head to the power play. Barry will spin to the near corner and drop to Draisaitl. Draisaitl being thrown around by Gudbranson, who knocks the puck loose but not out. Barry keeps it in left point. Barry back to Draisaitl. He walks up the middle of the ice. Spins back to the right point. And still has the puck on his stick. Draisaitl back to the blue line to Barry right point. Orders on the power play now. Barry. Near circle to McDavid. McDavid being guarded by Tanev. Backs off to the near half-boards, tries to force a pass into the slot to Nugent Hopkins, but it's broken up smartly by Lewis. The Flames will clear the puck to the Oilers' blue line. Here comes McDavid speeding right back in. Drops left wing side to Nugent Hopkins. It goes rink wide to Draisaitl. He shoots. That shot gets blocked by Gudbranson, and the big defenseman will dump the puck down the ice.
Two really good plays by Eric Gudbranson, one with a stick and then a key block.
Now McDavid, with a minute left in his team's power play, winds up. Crosses the red line, and now the Flames' blue line. It drops right wing side to Draisaitl, who gives it to Pajarvi, who tries a shot that misses the Flames' net. And now the puck ends up deflecting over the glass and out of play with 48 seconds left in this Oilers' power play and in this Flames' penalty kill, powered by Wolf Cadillac Calgary. Your GSL family has expanded with the addition of Wolf Cadillac Calgary, focusing on customer loyalty and outstanding service every step of the way from first visit to purchase. Visit wolfcadillaccalgary.com. Aesop coming up to Markstrom's right. Draisaitl wins it. Back at the left point to Nurse. Walks the line and slips the puck to Nugent Hopkins. He drops it behind his back. Nurse far side. Now a one-timer. They score! Oilers captain Connor McDavid fires a hard slap shot by Jacob Markstrom. His second goal of this hockey game makes it 3-0 Edmonton.
And another power play goal. Face-off win by Draisaitl, who takes more face-offs than any other Oiler player. They work it on the perimeter, teed up for McDavid in the right circle. He's a left-handed shot and rips it by Jacob Markstrom. His second of the game, and for number 97, that's his 23rd in his career against Calgary.
And now a three-goal hole for the Flames, and now here comes Fogel speeding down the ice. Fogel gets by Gudbranson, drops it, and it bounces towards the net and ends up going wide. Line went crashing heavily into the end boards there, and Oilers forward's a little slow to get up, but he is back on his feet and headed towards the bench as Kachuk's going to bring the puck into Oilers territory. Gives it to Gaudreau, who spins and goes rink wide to Godden, who tries a shot but can't get it through to the goaltender. Now Godden will bat the puck behind the Oilers' net. Gaudreau catches up to it and plays it right point to Tanev. Tanev to Godden with a shot from point-blank range. Didn't get much mustard on it, though, and Smith will grab it with his glove and hold on for a face-off. Connor McDavid has tallied twice, and it's the Oilers 3 and the Flames nothing. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Home and away, every game, all season. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Following this game, stay tuned for the Shane Holmes save of the game. For every one of those made by a Flames goaltender this season, Shane Holmes makes a donation to Kidsport Calgary. Visit ShaneHolmes.com. The better way to build the Connor McDavid power play factor in fine form for the home side again. He has two on the power play, and the Oilers with a 3-0 advantage. Last season, 34 goals the Oilers scored against the Flames in 10 games. 10 of them came on the power play.
They had the top power play in the National Hockey League last season, operating at an insane 27.6%.
The previous season, it was at 30%.
Flames win an offensive zone faceoff. The puck ends up squirting right between the two defensemen, Zadorov and Tanev, and out. The Flames will dump it back in from center. Dubé battling forward in the near corner. Ends up coming free. And Bouchard will catch up to the puck and golf it up the far boards and deep into Flames territory. But the Oilers called for icing on the play with 13:23 left in the second period. Calgary is out shooting Edmonton 21-17, but it's the Oilers 3 and the Flames nothing at Rogers Place.
Flames have even done a good job tonight in the faceoff circle. In 10 games last season, the Oilers won more faceoffs in 6 of the 10 matchups. The Flames at 63% so far. I thought that might be a key coming into tonight.
Flames have the puck in the Oilers zone. Gaudreau slides it into the far corner. Shillington pinching in. Will circle up the near side. Shillington still has the puck at his stick, and he'll drop to Lindholm. Lindholm to Tkachuk, who tries to go backhand to forehand but can't get a shot. And now Smith's going to whack the puck out of harm's way into the near corner where Cuckoo collects it but can't clear it. Now a shot off the stick of Tkachuk deflects over the glass and out of play. But maybe the best shift that the top line of Lindholm, Gaudreau, and Tkachuk has had all night.
And give Oliver Shillington some credit for carrying in, drawing some attention, and Matthew Tkachuk tried to drive the net, knocked over by Bouchard, and then had a deflection opportunity. But Derek, I couldn't agree with you more. Most dangerous shift for that group so far in the game.
Flames with another offensive zone faceoff coming up. They'll leave that top line out there, but Draisaitl wins the defensive zone draw versus Lindholm. Puck keeps a weird hop off Smith's stick. Now Gaudreau throws it towards the net, and Lindholm redirects the puck wide. Now Nurse will play the puck to Puljujärvi. He flips it into the Flame zone. Icing waved off. Markstrom's not happy about it. Lindholm comes back to try to help the Flames break out. As Gabranson is able to squeeze Puljujärvi off the puck. Now Tkachuk directing traffic as the Flames will skip it out to center. Tkachuk catches up to it. Gives it to Gaudreau. Stick Hamilton up the right wing side. Tries to give the puck back to Tkachuk, but the pass is behind him. And now Gaudreau, 13 in white, and Puljujärvi, 13 in blue, battle for it in the far corner. The Flames come up with the puck. Here's Tkachuk, a high saucer pass to Anderson, who shoots Smith to save. He bobbles the puck a bit, but he's able to cover it before any Flames can get to it.
Well, that's a much better sequence for that group of Lindholm, Tkachuk, and Gaudreau. Although Johnny hasn't had his textbook passing game in fine form tonight. He's just a little off.
Well, the Flames did have 7 days between their last preseason game and their first regular season game. The Oilers able to get their feet wet with a 3-2 shootout victory over the Canucks in their season and home opener on Wednesday. So kind of expected the Oilers to be a step ahead of the Flames in this hockey game. The 3 goals ahead in this hockey game and have probably been a little bit sharper, but I'm not sure 3-0 really reflects what we've seen at Rogers Place so far. I think it's been a closer game than that. Although, I guess that doesn't really matter much. Here's McLeod behind the Flames net. Back to the right point. Now CC slides it left point to Keith, who shoots, and Markstrom punches the puck into the near corner. Backlund ends up backing it up to his goaltender, Markstrom. He nudges the puck to Anderson, and he'll lift it up in the air and to the Oilers' blue line where Keith takes over. Keith will clear it out. Puck ends up skipping into the Flames zone. Hannifin hurries back to get it. He moves it left wing side to Lucic. Lucic's breakout pass misses Backlund. His stick got lifted. And now Keith will play the puck to Ryan, who scored against his former team tonight. But he ends up turning it over at the Flames' blue line, and Hannifin will send it out to center. Now Lewis drops to Lucic. Lucic back to Lewis, who tries to play the puck towards the net, but it's off Keith's stick. Now comes back to the right point to Gabranson. He tries a shot, but that one's fronted by Ryan. Now Derek Ryan, who scored the game's opening goal, moves it far side to Cody Ceci, who skips it out to center.
Sean Monahan will take over at the Flames blue line. Andrews the pass to Erik Gudbranson. Skates in, gets it to Andrew Mangiapane, who returns it to Gudbranson, who gives it back to Mangiapane, who tries to stick handle out in front, but has the puck knocked off his stick. Here's Juuso Valimaki, left point, Mangiapane, a shot, and now he scores! Andrew Mangiapane shovels the puck over a down-and-out Mike Smith. The Flames score their first goal of the season and cut the Oilers' lead to 3-1.
Two pretty good plays in that stretch by Juuso Valimaki. He stepped up, closed the gap in the middle of the ice to turn it over, and then he made a really nice, patient little play to fend off the Oiler forward, Cassian, dished it back. The shot came from the line. First the redirect by Andrew, and then Mangiapane stayed with it and backhands it home. He had 18 a season ago. He has his first of this season.
And now 15 points, 6 goals and 9 assists in 18 career games against the Oilers. He loves playing at Rogers Place. Flames back to within 2. We'll see if that gives them some momentum. Here's Glenn Godden with a shot. Smith to save. Big rebound off the left pad of the Oilers goaltender. Picked up by Warren Fogle. And he'll clear the puck out to center. Johnny Gaudreau will grab it and bring it right back in. Bro slides it off the left wing side to Brett Ritchie. Ritchie protecting the puck from Tyson Berry. Plays it left point. Here's a shot from the blue line through some traffic, but Mike Smith sees it, stops it, and covers it, and will hold on for a faceoff with now 10:04 to play in the second period. Calgary out shooting Edmonton at 26-19, but it's the Oilers 3 and the Flames 1 in this Battle of Alberta. Back with more of the second period, and with a look at the out-of-town scoreboard in a moment. This is... No, I guess we're not going to break. Went to block, but not to break. Faceoff coming up to Smith's right. Monahan wins the draw, but it's chopped away from Rasmus Anderson. Here comes Zach Hyman speeding in. Hyman peeks, shoots, and is stopped by Jacob Markstrom. Another big save by the Flames goaltender, who slams the door shut on the Oilers' big free agent signing. Here comes Dubé with a shot that goes off the skate of Cuckoo, and then Dubé gets dumped. And we've got an Oilers penalty call coming up against Kyler Yamamoto.
Dylan Dubé using his fine speed to jump into the Oilers zone on the right wing side and then cut to the middle and pull down a short time after Jacob Markstrom makes a massive save on former Toronto Maple Leaf Zach Hyman.
Now we'll take a timeout. Big power play coming up for the Flames as they're on the scoreboard at Rogers Place in Edmonton. On NHL.com, they're giving the goal to Dylan Dubé, but that is not correct. Andrew Mangiapane scores the Flames' first goal of the season. It is now the Oilers 3 and the Flames 1. We'll see if Calgary can make it a one-goal game up in Edmonton when we come back. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
The Calgary Flames play here. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Over the scoreboard at Rogers Place in Edmonton, it is the Oilers 3 and the Flames 1, but Calgary's about to head to a power play. We'll see if they can make it a one-goal game again, but before that, here's Pat Steinberg with a look at the out-of-town scoreboard.
Here's what's going on the NHL ice right now. Blues lead the Avalanche 4-2 late in the third, late second. Jet Sharks tied 2-2, and they're scoreless after 20 in LA Kings and Wild. Major League Baseball Braves with a walk-off in the bottom of the ninth, playing game one of the NLCS 3-2 over the Dodgers. Derek?
Flames win the offensive zone face-off to start the power play. Here's Tkachuk. Left point to Gaudreau. Gaudreau tries to move the puck to Monahan, but it bounces over the blade of his stick, and here comes Hyman speeding down the ice. Hyman trying to dance to the net, gets forced behind it. Good play there by Anderson defensively. Take away a shorthanded scoring chance for Hyman. Now Elias Lindholm takes over. Scampers out to center, gets spun off the puck, but Johnny Gaudreau will grab it and drop it right wing side to Matthew Tkachuk, who's had some pretty good chances in this hockey game. Gives it back to Gaudreau, plays it right point to Anderson. Anderson slides it across to Sean Monahan, who shoots that shot tipped by Tkachuk right into the chest protector of Smith, who holds on.
Another good save by Mike Smith. Sean Monahan, hip plagued last season, managed only 10 goals in the games that he played. Redirects that shot down low, and an opportunity and a good save by Smith. On the short side, as the Flames have fired 28 his way so far.
Flames win another offensive zone faceoff. Here's Anderson, right point. The minute 20 remaining in their power play. Anderson to Gaudreau with a shot, stop, rebound, and Tkachuk backhands it wide to Smith's net. Puck back to the left point to Gaudreau. Gaudreau to Monahan. Back to Gaudreau. And now across to Lindholm with a shot that's blocked by Keith. And the veteran defenseman will fire the puck off the glass and down the ice.
Elias, who scored 19 last season, did not get what he wanted on that one-time opportunity.
Here's Anderson back to Lindholm. Stick handles across the red line and slides the right wing side to Tkachuk. Tries to return it to Lindholm, but it ends up on Monahan's stick in the far corner. He'll play at left point, Hanifin. Top of the near circle, Tkachuk a shot. Good left pad kick save by Smith. Now Tkachuk, right point to Hanifin. He returns the puck to Tkachuk. Slides it across the line. Hanifin winds and fires a shot right into the gut of the goaltender. And again, no rebound as Smith holds on.
And maybe not quite enough net front presence. Give the Oilers credit for boxing out down low and keeping a pretty clean look for Mike Smith. But to this point, by far and away, the Flames' best-looking power play of the evening.
Winning some offensive zone faceoffs. Getting that power play set up. Pretty good scoring chances as they try to make it a one-goal game again. This time the Oilers win the defensive zone draw, but good work by Dubé to keep the puck in right point. Gives it to Lucic. He returns it to Dubé. He gets all tangled up with Nugent Hopkins, though, and the Oilers forward pick the puck up and give it to Ryan, who's stripped of it by Backlund as Flames will start over from behind their own net with now a dozen seconds left in this Oilers penalty. Just under eight to play in the second period. It's Edmonton 3, Calgary 1. As the Flames turn it over as they cross the Oilers' blue line, and Hanifin will just shoot it in from center. The Oilers' penalty has come to an end. We are back to 5-on-5 as Nurse sets up the breakout. Slides it up the right wing board. Evan Bouchard gives it back to Darryl Nurse. Tries to thread the needle. His pass ends up bouncing away from Connor McDavid and back in Oilers' territory. And now Nurse, banking off the boards to Leon Draisaitl. Two goals away from 200 in his career. He gets it in deep, chases it, but he's beaten there by Richie, who's going to lift it up in the air and down the ice. And now Glenn Godden and Trevor Lewis going in there in the forecheck. Brett Richie comes in late, but we've got a stoppage in play, and something happened behind the play off of our monitors. I'm not sure what.
It was just whistled down there for offside. Good work by Brett Richie on the boards, protects the puck. Under some duress, uses the high glass. And they call that an intentional offside? Man alive.
Shots on goal in this period. Calgary was 16 to Edmonton's 5. It was 2-0 Edmonton after 1. The Oilers made it 3-0 just after the 5-minute mark of period number 2 before Andrew Mangiapane got the Flames on the scoreboard. Just before the 10-minute mark of the second period. Battle those goals up, and it's the Oilers 3 and the Flames 1, which is under 7 minutes to play in the second period at Rogers Place in Edmonton. Here's McDavid, left wing side to Keith. And the 2010 and 2015 Norris Trophy winner will fire the puck in behind the Flames net. And now McDavid will take over. The Oilers captain has tallied twice tonight. He gives it to Draisaitl. He taps the puck to Puljujärvi. He leaves it far corner for McDavid. He'll back it up to the blue line. Keith winds and fires a shot just wide of Jacob Markstrom's net. Now Lindholm tries to give it to Tkachuk, who can't get it out. Now Lindholm will kick the puck to Tkachuk, who does clear it out to center this time. Keith will give it to McDavid, who bounces it off somebody on the Flames bench. The Oilers want too many men on the ice penalty, but I don't think they're going to get one. Here's Draisaitl with a shot that goes off a skate right in on Markstrom, who had to be quick as a cat to keep that puck from going between his legs. And now here's Backlund. He threads it into the Mangiapane, who gets knocked down by Bouchard and can't get a shot off. And now a sharp angle shot by Backlund bounces wide of the net. Mangiapane tries to feed it out in front. Pass gets blocked by Bouchard. And we've got a fight for it along the far boards between the Flames and the Oilers as the Flames are able to hold the puck in. And now Slater Cuckoo will clear it out. Here's Bouchard up the middle of the ice to Fogle. Crosses the Flames' blue line. Does a little stick handling and then turns the puck over, and the Flames are cleared out to center ice. Here's Cuckoo. The cross setter and fire it in behind Markstrom's net. Yusuf Alamak leaves it for Eric Branson. Bounces it right wing side to Dylan Dubé, who spins and sends it out to center, and Lewis will fire it in behind the Oilers net from there, but the puck ends up going up into the netting and out of play with now 5:06 left in the second period. We will take a timeout. Calgary outshooting Edmonton 31-21 in this Battle of Alberta. But on goals by Derek Ryan, who has one, and Connor McDavid, who has two. Edmonton had a 3-0 lead. Calgary making it a two-goal game again on an Andrew Mangiapane goal, but it's the Oilers 3 and the Flames 1. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Home for your Calgary Flames and the NHL. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Oilers 3 and the Flames 1 at Rogers Place in Edmonton. Second game of the season for the Oilers, who defeated the Canucks 3-2 in a shootout on Wednesday. Season opener for the Flames, who will play their home opener versus the Ducks at Scotiabank Saddledome on Monday.
7:30 start, by the way, in case you're wondering.
Doesn't feel like this game is over, does it?
Not if the visitors could get the next one. Andrew Mangiapane, who had a wonderful World Championships for our country, turned the whole event around, in my opinion. 7 goals, 4 assists, good preseason, and I don't know about the two of you, but it's been the best Flame for me tonight in this game.
He's been good, and he's got their only goal. Bucket shot him behind the Oilers' net, and there on the forecheck is Monahan, who takes the puck away from Barry and flips it into the near corner. Flames can't catch up to it, though, as the Oilers are going to dump it down the ice, but that will be an icing call with 4:39 left in the second period. Coming to you from the South Point Toyota broadcast booth inside of the City TV building in downtown Calgary. A reminder that the 2021 Clearout event is on under the Toyota Tower at South Point Toyota. Save up to 20% off MSRP on select 2020 and 2021 new and demonstrator Toyotas with over 300 available. Get it and go to South Point Toyota. As Mangiapane, a slap shot, good left pad kick saved by Smith, and now Gudbranson, a blast turned aside by the Oilers goaltender. Oilers appear to be back on their heels, the Flames on their toes right now. In the final 5 minutes of the second, as Smith comes out to play it and falls, but from one knee, clears the puck out of harm's way. Backlund does hold it in, though. He'll walk in behind the Oilers net, turn into the near quarter, and center, looking for Richie, but Turris breaks up the pass. Puck comes back to the line, Anderson a shot, and Smith able to get a piece of it, knock it over the glass, and out of play.
And a bit of a line switch for Daryl Sutter. The game started with Monahan between Mangiapane and Dubé, and the last shift, it started with Backlund in the middle. And again, Mangiapane, who let an excellent slap shot go from about 40 feet, was in front of the net looking for more. He just continues to work his tail off and be very hard to deal with.
Oilers win a defensive zone draw and clear the puck out to center. Kachuk will leave it behind for Tanev, who bounces it off the boards, and Lindholm will play deep into the Oilers zone, but it doesn't stay there long. It's lifted up in the air and right back down the ice. Here's Tanev up the middle. Nice pass to Kachuk. It drops it off to Gaudreau. Gaudreau weaves his way into the Oilers zone and leaves it right point for Tanev. Bats the puck across the line. Zadorov with a shot. That one goes off a body and wide of the net. Back to the blue line, Tanev. Over to Zadorov again. And he'll nudge it into the near corner to Gaudreau. Gives it to Kachuk. Tries to return the puck to Gaudreau, but Nugent Hopkins steals it and tries to clear it, but Lindholm is able to hold it in for the Flames. And now it ends up bouncing by him, and Zach Hyman, who scored his Oilers debut in the 3-2 shootout victory over the Canucks on Wednesday, will get it in deep and go after it. It's Nugent Hopkins who picks it up in the far corner. Nugent Hopkins gets away from Lindholm, slides it down low to Hyman, who's stapled to the end boards by Zadorov. Nugent Hopkins will play a left point to Nurse. He rims the puck around, and now Kachuk throwing a reverse body check on Berry, keeps the puck away from the Oilers defenseman, makes a good outlet pass to Tanev, who skates it out to center and shoots it in behind Smith's net. Now just under 3 minutes to play in the second period. The Oilers out in front of the Flames, 3-1 in this Battle of Alberta at Rogers Place in Edmonton. Dodden in there on the forecheck, looking for his first NHL goal. All tangled up with McDavid as the puck comes free for Yamamoto. He gets roughed up by Dubé, but still clears to center. Now Lewis will give it to Dubé. He chips the puck back to Lewis, and he'll muscle it into the near court, and Dodden will go after it. Dodden being held up by Nurse. He's able to pick up the loose puck, turn behind his net, and now bounce it off the boards and down the ice. This should be and will be an icing call on the Oilers with 2:15 left in the second period.
Glenn took an offensive zone penalty in the first period, but he was having a great shift. I've quite liked his minutes. Haven't been a lot of them, but when he's been out there, I just see some real growth, especially in comparison to the average of 6.5 minutes that he played in the 7 NHL games he participated in last season.
Faceoff deep in the Oilers zone, ends up coming right back to Smith, who will cover the puck with his glove and hold on for a stoppage.
Michael Backlund looking to up his faceoff percentage. Draisaitl, one of the better faceoff players in the league. And while Connor McDavid is technically the center, there is absolutely no comparison as to who takes all the faceoffs when those two guys are out there together.
Battle for it along the far boards in the Oilers zone. Richie comes up with a puck, but we've got a whistle and a hand pass called on the Flames as we stumble towards the end of the second period.
Further to that point, last season on the power play, Draisaitl took nearly 260 faceoffs to McDavid's 14.
Wow. The Oilers playing catch inside of their own territory as Keith gives the puck to CeCe. He'll bounce it off the stick and in behind the Flames net. Markstrom wanders out to get it. Wrist it high off the glass. Not quite out. McDavid keeps the puck in right point. Spins and shoots, and shot gets through to Markstrom, who covers it up and holds on for a faceoff. And now 1:39 left in the second period.
The theme continues to be the same in many ways the last couple of seasons. 5-on-5, the Flames have been fine. The difference has been the two power play goals, while the Flames are 0-for-3.
Faceoff coming up to Markstrom's left. Monahan will take it versus Ryan. Ryan gets tossed, so check that. Vogel will step in to take the faceoff, and he wins it. He gets bowled over by Gaudreau, of all guys, as Barry shoots up high on Markstrom, who takes it off his right shoulder and lets the puck drop into his trapper and holds on.
Different look now, too, with Monahan on the ice with Gaudreau and Tkachuk. And Monahan losing that faceoff after having a good faceoff season of over 52% in 19-20. Sean dropped to like 49-plus last season.
Well, I think that hip injury certainly played a
factor
in that. Puck to the left point. Nurse a shot through some traffic, and Markstrom grabs it with his glove and holds on, and now Kassian and Zadorov get into it again.
Now, Zadorov, I know what he's saying right now. He said, I just took 2 extra shots to the chest. What do you think about that? And then he just, if my lip reading is okay, he just went, wah, wah, in the neighborhood of Mr. Kassian.
Well, Zach Kassian, after scoring career-high 15 goals in 79 games in 2018-2019, and then again in 59 games in 2019-2020, had only 2 goals in 27 games last season. An injury-riddled season for the Oilers enforcer. Faceoff coming up to Markstrom's right. The last 2 or 3 minutes of the second period seems to be taking forever. The Oilers win that draw. Back to the left point to Nurse. Throws it towards the net, but it's knocked down by Anderson. And now Hannafin will pick the puck up. His breakout pass misses Lindholm, though. And now Mangiapane will chase it behind the Oilers' net. And Barry gets there first. Barry will weave his way out to center and slide it up the left wing side to Nurse, who crosses the red line and shoots it in as we enter the final minute of the second period. Here's Lindholm, right wing side to Dubé. Gets hit by Nurse, but still manages to slide the puck deep into Oilers territory, and Draisaitl will hustle back to get it. Leaves it in the near corner for Barry, who moves it to McDavid. He'll play it rink wide to Draisaitl. Draisaitl loses the puck, finds it. It's tied up by Valimaki, who knocks it loose for Gudbranson, and he'll lift it up in the air to the blue line, but not out. CeCe pulls it in right point. CC will move it into the far corner to Hyman. Hyman protecting the puck. It's knocked down. CC is going to poke it into the skates of Lindholm, and Drysdale will dig it out and then give it away to Valimaki in the far corner with 20 seconds left in the period. Valimaki gets tripped up, gets back to his feet. Now Lindholm's in there helping him out. Both teams look fairly content to let the clock run out, but now McDavid's got the puck. He's not. He'll play it back to the left point to Nurse. Nurse to McDavid. He bounces it towards the net. Puck ricochets away, and that'll do it for the first 40 minutes here at Rogers Place in Edmonton. Derek Ryan and Connor McDavid scored in the first. McDavid got his second goal of the game in the second to make it 3-0 Edmonton before Mangiapane scored Calgary's first goal of the season about 5 minutes later. Add them all up, and it's the Oilers 3 and the Flames 1 through two periods of play at Rogers Place tonight.
During every Flames game, you can participate in the RE/MAX Calgary Flames Foundation 50-50 draw. Tickets available always at flames.com/50-50 until 11 p.m. every game day for an opportunity to win big. Support the great work being done by the foundation. Visit flames.com/50-50, and why not now? You're running out of time tonight.
We've got about an hour and 10 minutes left, and a big jackpot up for grabs. $175,560 already. So, good luck buying a ticket for the RE/MAX Calgary Flames Foundation 50-50 draw. Could win big tonight. Flames hoping to win big tonight. They're still in this hockey game through two periods of play. The Oilers had a 3-0 lead, but the Flames making it a two-goal game again. And after Andrew Mangiapane scored, they really did control the play for the remainder, or at least most of the remainder of the second period. We'll see if they can pick up where they left off in the third and make this a one-goal game again. But before that, we've got our second intermission coming up. Pat Steinberg standing by. We'll host it right after the break. Again, the score through two periods of play in the Flames 2021-2022 season opener being played up at Rogers Place in Edmonton. It is the Oilers 3 and the Flames 1. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
You're locked on Flames intermission with Pat Steinberg, Sportsnet 960 The Fan, Calgary.
We're after 40 minutes of play. The Flames trailing the Edmonton Oilers 3-1 after swapping goals in the second. As we welcome you back to our Sportsnet 960 downtown studios, Pat Steinberg along with you. It's time for the second period summary. Edmonton had the only two goals of the first period, starting with Derek Ryan, the former Flame, opening the scoring. He gets his first of the year from Warren Fogle and Zach Cassian at the 13:08 mark of the first, and then a power play goal for Connor McDavid makes it 2-0, his first of the year. Jesse Puljujärvi and Leon Draisaitl the assist at 17:29. 2-0 Oilers after 20 minutes of play. Oilers get an early power play in period number two, and they extend the lead to 3.
He drops it behind his back. There's far side. Now a one-timer. They score. Oilers captain Connor McDavid fires a hard slap shot by Jacob Markstrom. His second goal of this hockey game makes it 3-0 Edmonton.
And second of the season for McDavid. Darnell Nurse, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, the assist, 5:33 time of that power play goal. Oilers up by 3. Still waiting for that first Flames goal of the season. Who was going to score it? We found out just before the midway mark of the second.
Here's Jusso Valimaki, left point, Mangiapane, a shot, and now he scores! Andrew Mangiapane shovels the puck over a down-and-out Mike Smith. The Flames score their first goal of the season and cut the Oilers' lead to 3-1.
Mangiapane is the answer. His first of the year comes from Dylan Dubé and Jusso Valimaki at 9:19 to get the Flames on the board. They're down by 2 after 40. They outshoot the Oilers 18-10 in the middle frame. Shots are 33-25 Flames after 40 minutes of play. Calgary 0-3 on the power play in the third. They're 0-3 tonight. Edmonton 1-1 in the second period, and they are 2-4 this evening, and that's why Calgary trails Edmonton 3-1 after two periods of play. That's your second period summary. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
You're locked on Flames intermission with Pat Steinberg, Sportsnet 960, The Fan, Calgary.
Flames trail the Oilers 3-1 after 40 minutes of play as we continue along from our Sportsnet 960 downtown studios. That's where I am, live at Rogers Place in Edmonton, is Haley Salvian of The Athletic. She joins us after 40 minutes of play to break down what we've seen so far in person. And I saw you tweet it, and it kind of calmed down in the second, but boy, that got feisty in the first period, didn't it?
Yeah, well, first, thanks for having me, Pat. And yeah, it got a little feisty. There was a period there, probably the final 5 minutes of the first, where, you know, there was everything that happened with Rasmus, and we can get into that too, but there was the elbow, the apparent headbutt, the punch, and then you have Jesse Puljujarvi, you know, going at Markstrom, and then the whole Flames penalty kill going at Puljujarvi, and everything that happened with Zach Cassian and at the Flames bench. And it was just this kind of hectic, very spicy, heated, however you want to call it, 5 minutes that was very Battle of Alberta-ish. And it was, this rivalry's back on and fans are here, which made it even better to watch from my standpoint, sitting in the press box. The environment's been pretty crazy. Lots of Flames suck and lots of Flames fans here actually kind of counteracting the chants, which is, you know, always kind of fun to hear them go back and forth, but it's been a feisty one for sure.
Okay, now we didn't they didn't show a ton of replays from back here in Calgary, but I've seen it on social media, and people are fired up about that Rasmus Anderson Kyler Yamamoto exchange, and fired up about a Rasmus headbutt. What did you see? What can you tell us about that situation?
Yeah, so on the play live and just from my standpoint, I didn't see the headbutt immediately either. I saw the replay on the elbow. I saw the kind of scrum, just the speed of it all. Like I didn't see the leading with the head at first. And so the initial call on the ice was, 2 minutes for elbowing, 2 minutes for roughing. And then I saw the replays too on Twitter, and Hockey Night in Canada had it on the intermission as well. They kind of really went in and said, you know, he kind of got away with this headbutt here. He didn't really, because it was a double minor. He was in the box for 4 minutes, but that's probably something that, you know, we could maybe see player safety take another look at. My colleague here actually has an NHL rule book that we're looking at, and you know, there are clear rules about headbutting, and it's, you know, the act of headbutting is a player making intentional contact or attempting to make contact with an opponent by leading with his head and or helmet. There's no specified fines or suspensions for headbutting. It's just, you know, supplementary discipline can be applied based on the discretion. So I think that's all going to come down to the interpretation of, did Rasmus Anderson start this contact with his head? Did he lead with his head in his helmet? And that's just going to be based on the interpretation of these replays. But some of them slow down. It looks like that's the first point of contact for sure.
Haley Salvian of The Athletic live with us in Edmonton from Rogers Place. Flames trail the Oilers 3-1 after 40 minutes of play. It did feel like after Mangiapane opened the scoring that things kind of started to tilt Calgary's way. What did you see in person?
Yeah, well, I think at 5-on-5, the game's been more even than the score would suggest. I think mm-hmm. when the ice really starts to tilt is when they allow the Oilers on the power play. McDavid scored twice there. And yeah, Mangiapane had the goal from here in the building. He scored the goal in the middle of a Calgary sucks chant, and it kind of silenced the fans a little bit. I guess if you're a Flames fan in the building, it's poetic almost to hear everyone saying how bad you are, and for Mangiapane to come in and score a goal like that, the first one of the season. But I definitely think the Flames just kind of kept the momentum. Mike Smith's been hard to get by. They've had 33 shots. Only one's gotten past him. So he's not giving up a ton of second chances. There's not a ton of rebounds. There's not a ton, obviously, getting by Mike Smith. So he had the one play that was almost an assist to Milan Lucic in the first, but he's looked pretty good. But the Flames at 5-on-5 have been really, really dominant in terms of their puck possession and generating opportunities. So we'll see what happens in the third period. But again, I think at 5-on-5, it's been either even or tilted in the Flames' favor. It's just once you let that Oilers power play go, it's going to be really hard to not let them score against you.
Yeah, at 5-on-5, Flames up over 60% on the possession scale. 5-on-5 shot attempts, 34-22 Calgary after 40 minutes of play. Pretty fitting that Andrew Mangiapane scores the game's first goal, or Calgary's first goal, rather, of the season, and to get them on the board for the year in the game. I know that you just put out a story on him, a deep dive on Andrew's path to the NHL, and we know how consistent, how good, how effective he was last year. I don't think anybody is surprised that he's been one of the best players on the ice for either side tonight.
No, I don't think so. I think if you're surprised, you probably haven't been paying attention. You know, this is just a player who all he's ever done at every level of the game is work hard. He plays great. He's such a dominant puck possession guy. He's always generating offense. He's always driving play. It doesn't matter what line he's on. We saw that last year. He had so many different line mates last year, and he was always driving play. He always seemed to be the engine that could make things go, and we're seeing that here. He's got some great chemistry with Dylan Dubé forming. I do like those two together. They had a nice shorthanded opportunity in the first period. And then, you know, Dubé had a great chance a couple minutes later, and then obviously Mangiapane scoring this goal. But, you know, I think he's been an underrated player for a while, and it's been fascinating to watch year over year his progression, his development. He's gaining confidence in this league, and that's a big thing if you go back throughout his career. It takes him a little bit of time. In junior, it took him a bit of time to get comfortable, and then he took off. It took him a bit of time to get comfortable in Stockton, and then he took off. And and he said to me when we spoke over the phone a couple weeks ago that he's been playing a little bit shy, but now he knows what he can do at the NHL level, and he knows the game that he can play and be successful. And I think we're going to see a more confident and comfortable Andrew Mangiapane at the NHL level. And he's already been so good, so it's really easy to be optimistic from the press box, from your coach, whoever you are. He's a really easy guy to be optimistic about, because all he's ever done is work hard, play well, and get better.
Just over 5 minutes away from puck drop in period number three. Haley, thanks for doing this. Enjoy the third.
Yeah, thanks, Pat.
Haley Salvian of The Athletic, live at Rogers Place in Edmonton, where the Flames trail the Oilers 3-1 after 40 minutes of play. Third period, 5.5 minutes away from starting. Before we get there, we got the out-of-town scoreboard coming up next. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
You're locked on Flames Intermission with Pat Steinberg. Sportsnet 960, The Fan, Calgary.
We're after 40 minutes of play in a... Welcome back. Apologies for the technical difficulties. We went out cold, so that was definitely not your radio. That was definitely on our end. Not exactly sure what happened, but apologies for that. And welcome back. I'll say that again. We're inside the second intermission after 40 minutes of play. The Flames trail the Edmonton Oilers by a 3-1 score. Okay, time for the out-of-town scoreboard. Let's get to the NHL story first. Here's what's going on right now. After 40 minutes of play, Jets Sharks tied 2-2, and late in the second period, Wild have a 3-1 lead on the LA Kings. Everything else is final, including the Sabres beating Arizona 2-1 in a shootout. Panthers get 3 from Sam Bennett to beat the Islanders 5-1. Bruins 3-1 win over Dallas. It was Toronto beating Ottawa by a 3-1 score. Same score, Rangers over the Canadiens. Same score, Red Wings over the Canucks. Penguins take out Chicago 5-2. Steven Stamkos overtime winner. Tampa beats Washington 2-1. Patrick Laine overtime winner. Columbus beats Seattle 2-1. Hurricanes slip by Nashville 3-2. And St. Louis wins their season opener 5-3 in Denver. Major League Baseball, game one of the NLCS goes to the Atlanta Braves. They walk it off, bottom nine, and beat the Dodgers 3-2. Game two of the ALCS goes to the Red Sox, 9-5 over Houston. Boston ties the series one game apiece. CFL Stampeders have won their third straight, 39-10 over BC. Montreal beating Ottawa, 27-16 a little earlier, too. That's your out-of-town scoreboard. Next up, back to the broadcast booth, brought to you by South Point Toyota, home of the 2021 clear-out event under the Toyota Tower, with 0% on every Toyota, plus cash back and factoring incentives up to $5,000. Get in and go to South
Point Toyota. We're under 2 minutes away from puck drop in Edmonton. Flames trail the Oilers 3-1 after 40 minutes of play. Derek Wills, Peter Labardius have third period play-by-play coming your way next. Can the Flames make this more of a game? We'll find out around the corner. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Time for the final frame. Third period play-by-play is on Calgary Flames Radio, Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Flames have some work to do in their 2021-2022 season opener. They trail the Oilers 3-1 through two periods of play up at Rogers Place in Edmonton. Lou, correct me if you think I'm wrong, but I think the Flames have definitely been the better of the two teams at 5-on-5 in this hockey game, but the Oilers have done some damage in the power play. Their captain, Connor McDavid, with a couple of power play goals, and those are the difference in the hockey game.
Yeah, I don't really disagree. The Flames have generated more opportunities 5-on-5. The script is just, it's been so similar, Derek, the last 10 or 11 meetings between these two teams. And when the Oilers score multi-goals on the power play, it usually ends up in a win for that group.
Well, the puck has been dropped, and we are underway with the third period of play in the provincial capital. The Flames with their road white jerseys on, moving from right to left on your radios. The Oilers with their home blues from left to right. Flames trying to get their top line going in this game. Some pretty good shifts from the threesome of Elias Lindholm, Johnny Gaudreau, and Matthew Tkachuk in the second period, but they're going to come from behind to win this hockey game. I suspect those three guys will probably have to be right in the middle of it in this third period.
And they were broken up at times in the second period, trying some different combos, including Lindholm had a shift between Mangiapane and Dubé.
It'll be interesting to see what happens when Blake Coleman comes off of his suspension on Monday, just in time for the Flames to play home host to the Ducks in their home opener at Scotiabank Saddledome. It'll be interesting to see what the top six looks like for Daryl Sutter. Flames will shoot the puck in behind Smith's net. Goaltender bats it up the near boards and all the way out to center ahead to Yamamoto. It crosses the blue line and takes a stiff body check from Zadorov. And now Markstrom will move the puck to Gaudreau, sends it out to center to Monahan. The stick handles it up the left wing side, tries a sharp angle shot, but it's off of Berry and wide of Smith's net. Now Tkachuk feeds it in front. Dubé, a one-handed shot, and Smith makes the save.
Well, Matthew has certainly been around it tonight. He leads all Flames with 7 shots on goal through 2 periods of play. And Kyler Yamamoto just found out what a giant of a man Nikita Zadorov is at 6'6 and about 225.
It doesn't help when you are not big. And Kyler Yamamoto at 5'8, 153 is one of the smallest players in the NHL. Bucky shoveled in behind the Flames net. Markstrom will backhand a pass into the far corner, but Tanev gets wrapped up by Puljujarvi, and now Monahan gets taken down by McDavid as the puck comes back to the left point, but Nurse can't hold it into the line, and now he gets taken down by Mangiapane, and we've got, I think, a penalty call coming up. Can't see the referee on the right side of our screen.
Just offside.
Oh, okay.
Just offside. Even though Nurse was quite responsible for helping to pull that puck across himself.
Faceoff coming up outside of the Oilers' blue line. Backlund wins it versus his former teammate Ryan. And Zadorov will fire the puck in from center. Smith gloves it down and now gives it to Bouchard. He will bounce it off the boards by Cassian and Zadorov and deep into the Flames zone. We'll keep an eye on 16 in white and 44 in blue. They've been going at it all night. Here's a long shot from the right point. It bounces wide of Markstrom's net. And now Zadorov will scoop it up in the near corner and slide it to Backlund, who turns it over. Ryan's going to catch up to it in the near corner for the Oilers. Ducks under a check from Zadorov. Now gets squeezed off the puck smartly by Tanev. Flames can't clear it out, though. Back to Zadorov. And he will send it out to center this time. It ends up sliding back into the Oilers zone to Cuckoo. Cuckoo to Bouchard. Now off the right wing boards, off the stick of McLeod into the Flames zone with Gabranson. He'll grab it and give it to Tkachuk. Slides it ahead to Richie. If you're just joining us, the Flames going with 11 forwards and 7 defensemen for this hockey game. So both Yusuf Alamaki and
Oliver Shillington are in and have played. Not a lot of salary cap space for Brad Schloving to work with, only about $300,000. So they decide to go 11-7 and just get through the one game without Blake Coleman.
Oliver has only played 327 so far. Valimaki nearing the 8-minute mark.
I actually thought Shillington had a couple of really good shifts earlier in the hockey game. Flames get the puck in deep. Smith on Sossard up to the near side. Turris gets squeezed off the puck by Hanifin. And Mangiapane, who's got the Flames' only goal in this game and their only goal this season, will drop it back. And here comes Anderson. Anderson trying to thread the needle to Dubé, but the pass gets picked off by Hyman, who skates it to the Flames' blue line and shoots it in. Hanifin will take over behind the net. Yamamoto all over him on the forecheck, able to knock the puck free. And Nugent Hopkins has his drop pass intercepted by Mangiapane, who skates it across center and now dishes it off to Dubé. Dubé moves it into the near corner. Mangiapane can't catch up to the puck, though, and the Oilers are going to dump it down the ice, and that'll be an icing call with 3:30 gone in the second, or make that third period, and the Flames behind by two.
Flames home opener Monday, 7:30. Single game tickets for that game and for every game at Scotiabank Saddledome this season, available at flames.com/tickets and at all Calgary Co-op and Sporting Life locations.
The Oilers trying to improve to 2-0 to start the season, coming off of a thrilling 3-2 shootout victory over the Canucks at Rogers Place on Wednesday. Flames opening their season tonight as Lewis gets tripped up by Hyman, and there's no penalty call. And now Backlund will pick the puck up for the Flames. Backlund twisting and turning, protecting it from Yamamoto. Turns back to the blue line, gets forced out and gets slashed, and now we've got a call coming up against the Oilers. I think Yamamoto's going to go again. Been a bad boy tonight. Backlund will wind up across the red line, and now the Oilers' blue line. He leaves it left wing side for Lucic and drops it back to Zadorov. He slides it across to the right point to Tanev. Tanev into the far corner to Backlund. Flames have their goaltender on a bench, and an extra attacker on the ice with the delayed Oilers penalty call coming, but now Draisaitl picks off a pass, and that leads to a stoppage, and an important power play coming up for the Flames. The Oilers are 2-for-4 with a man advantage in this hockey game. The Flames 0-for-3, and they could sure use a power play goal right here, right now, to make it a one-goal game again.
I think you need one right here. The last power play was the most dangerous of the three that the Flames have had. You're getting into still a ton of time to go, but you need to even that score somewhat on the special teams side of the ledger, which right now the Oilers are clearly winning, and it's the difference in the game.
Yeah, shots on goal in the game are 35-24 Calgary, but it's Edmonton leading this Battle of Alberta by a score of 3-1 as the Oilers win a defensive zone draw and shoot it down the ice, and Anderson will catch up to the puck and start the breakout from behind the Flames net. Flames' first power play unit. Trying to get all five guys on the screen here so I can confirm that it is indeed Lindholm, Monahan, Gaudreau, and Tkachuk as the four forwards, and Anderson is the one defenseman. Bouncing around behind the Oilers' net, Lindholm will pick it up and play it left point to Anderson. Anderson gives it to Gaudreau, but he loses it. Bouchard finds it, but he can't clear it. Anderson holds the puck in left point. Now he walks the line and slides it far circle. Tkachuk, a one-time shot that's fought off by Smith. Back to the blue line, Anderson. Gives it to Gaudreau, tries a one-touch pass to Monahan, who does battle with Ryan and win that fight for the puck, and now he throws it in behind the net. Tkachuk centers, Lindholm scores! Elias Lindholm whips the puck past Mike Smith. The Flames score a power play goal, and they're back to within one. It is 3-2.
Make it 19 goals in his career against the Edmonton Oilers. And really good work by Rasmus Anderson to keep the puck in at the right point. Two Oilers chase Matthew Tkachuk behind the net, and that leaves Lindholm all by his lonesome. Evan Bouchard's had a great game, but he and Nurse both chased behind the end line, and it cost them as that quick release from Elias Lindholm, and the Flames are within a goal.
Lindholm with 19 goals and 30 points in 29 career games against the Oilers. And what a shot that was to make this a one-goal game.
That's 11 more goals against the Oilers than any other team.
Now Dubé steamrolls CeCe as he goes into the forecheck. Mangiapane tries to run Puljujärvi through the end boards and just gets a piece of his opponent. As CC moves it up the middle, Puljujärvi steps in, shoots, and scores. Well, just seconds after the Flames make it a one-goal game, the Oilers get their two-goal lead right back. Jesse Puljujärvi snaps the puck past Jacob Markstrom, and it is 4-2.
Well, that's just a crusher. You do so much good work. A split of the defense as the Oilers move it far too easy from their own zone through the middle of the ice. Perfect pass. Cody Ceci gets to the inside of Tanev and beats Jacob Markstrom on the far side. And talking about players who like to score against other teams, you can say the same about Puljujärvi, who scores 26 seconds after the Flames had cut it to 3-2. It's now 4-2.
Two goals in two games for Puljujärvi to start the season. And that's a big one in this game. Flames get it in deep. Smith out of his net, able to lift it over the head of a couple of Flames forecheckers and down the ice, but this will be an icing call on the Oilers, who have scored four goals on 26 shots. The Flames have scored two goals on 37 shots.
It's hard marking for sure. Too much room in the neutral zone and might have needed a stop right there, but that was a well-placed wrist shot by the fourth overall pick in 2016.
Cassian able to wrestle the puck away from Gaudreau. He gives it to Ryan, who scurries across the red line and backhands it in behind the net. Markstrom out to get it. Plays it into a pile of players in the far corner. Lindholm picks it up but can't clear it out. Nurse holds it in. Attempts a shot, but it ends up deflecting up over the glass, and then it bounces off the netting into the netting in Jacob Markstrom's glove, and he'll hold on. As we step away, Elias Lindholm scoring to make it a one-goal game, but then 26 seconds after that, Jesse Puljujärvi gives the Oilers another two-goal lead. It is Edmonton 4 and Calgary 2. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Your team, your station. Calgary Flames Radio is on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Welcome back to the South Point Toyota broadcast booth. We are bringing you this game from the City TV building in downtown Calgary. The game being played at Rogers Place in downtown Edmonton, where it's the Oilers 4 and the Flames 2. Under the Toyota Tower, South Point Toyota is home of the 2021 Clear Road event, with 0% on every Toyota, plus cash back and factory incentives up to $5,000. Get in and go to South Point Toyota.
Following the game, stay tuned for the Shane Holmes save of the game. For every one of those made by a Flames goaltender, Shane Holmes donates to Kidsport Calgary. Visit shaneholmes.com. The better way to build. The Flames had cut it to 3-2, but 26 seconds later, give up Jesse Puljujärvi's second of the season and his eighth career goal against Calgary.
Big shot off the faceoff by McDavid, who's looking for his hat trick, but he's stopped by Markstrom. And here come the Flames out to center. Hanifin jumps up into the rush. Crosses the Oilers' blue line. Whips a shot to the net. It's blockered aside by Smith. Now Lindholm. He's got a goal tonight. Gets tripped up behind the Oilers' net. McDavid will play the puck to Puljujärvi, who glides across center and lifts it in behind Markstrom's net. Anderson back to get it. Backhands it up the near boards. Not out. Puljujärvi. McDavid. And Draisaitl all in there digging for it, but it'll pop out of the pile and slide out to center ice. Berry. It's a bump by Tkachuk. Lifts it up in the air. Head to Draisaitl in the Flames zone. Draisaitl, so strong on the puck. Will muscle it in behind the net to Puljujärvi. He plays it up the left wing side. Here's a shot off the stick of Cuckoo that is loved by Markstrom, and he'll hold on.
Leon Draisaitl is just a massive human. He seems to get stronger and stronger. He has two assists in this game. He's won a pile of key faceoffs. He's 63% in the faceoff circle. He is a dynamite player. For me, he's been their best tonight.
Bit of a scramble draw to Markstrom's right. Flames come up with the puck. Dubé gives it away to Yamamoto, though, and he'll backhand it right back into Flames territory. Yamamoto beaten to that puck by Gabranson. Makes a short pass to Monahan, who loses it, but Gabranson finds it and will walk it behind his net. The Flames set up the breakout. Gabranson still has the puck at his stick. Fires it out to center ice, but right to Yamamoto. But Mangiapane is able to wrestle it away from him. And now Gabranson move it back to Mangiapane, who ends up flipping it right into his own bench and out of play.
Now the Oilers, especially with every other group outside of McDavid and Draisaitl, in controlled breakout situations, just clogging the living daylights out of the middle of the ice, making it really difficult for the Flames to try to make their way through the neutral zone.
Of course, the Flames have a couple of new coaches this season. Daryl Sutter in his first full season, in his second stint as the head coach, has a new associate coach in Kirk Muller, and the new assistant coach in Cale McLean, who got called up from the Stockton Heat, so to speak. Flames get the puck in deep. Lewis trying to feed it out in front of Lucic. Gets it back and then gets bowled over by CeCe as Fogel flipped the puck off the glass and out to center ice. And able to take it away from Cassian. Puck ends up bouncing into the order zone. Keith, they'll whip it off a stick and into Flames territory as both teams start to change, with now just under 12 minutes to play in the third period up at Rogers Place at Edmonton, where it's the Oilers 4 and the Flames 2. Rancio will shoot it in. Godden will catch up to it in the near corner and slide it far side to Gaudreau. Drops it. Now a quick shot by Richie. Gets fought off by Smith. Gaudreau getting double shifted on the fourth line right now out there with Godden and Richie. And McDavid will pick the puck up and float it in behind the Flames net. Anderson slides it up to the near boards. Richie clears it out to the red line. Chases after it. Catches up to it, but has it batted away by Draisaitl. And now Nurse will take over and slide it out to center ice ahead of the Oilers' captain McDavid, who's tallied twice tonight. McDavid will dump it in behind the net. Markstrom out to get it. Gets stuck outside of his net. Puljujärvi picked his pocket, but then lost his footing and couldn't get to the puck. And Mangiapane, who's got one of the Flames' two goals tonight, will leave it in behind the net for Anderson. Just under 11 minutes to play. Calgary out shooting Edmonton 38-28. But it's the Oilers 4 and the Flames 2. Lindholm on the forecheck. Beaten to a loose puck by Cuckoo. Can't clear it. Gabranson pinching it off the right point. Keeps it alive. Rims it around to the near side. Valimaki with a shot blocked by Cuckoo. And now Tkachuk will pick the puck up for the Flames. Tries to set her to Lindholm. The pass is broken up by Yamamoto. And now Hyman will take over and lift it in behind the Flames net and chase it. He's beaten there by Valimaki. Valimaki gives it to Dubé. He moves it up the near side. Tkachuk trying to chip the puck to Valimaki, who had jumped up. I think Yusuf Alamaki's done some good things in this game.
I agree with you.
Playing a lot faster, which should make Daryl Sutter happy. Here's Valimaki. Ahead to Monahan, who walks in, shoots, and Smith makes a good blocker stop. Now Cassian. Lodge the puck ahead to Fogel. Flips it into the far corner and speeds in after it. But he gets held up by Tanev. His puck's picked up and thrown to net by Keith. And Markstrom makes a windmill save with his glove.
Nikita Zadorov passed an empty wing with no flame, turns into another shot on goal. The other end, Monahan tried to go short side. Mike Smith was having none of it.
A little bit less than 10 minutes to play in the third period at Rogers Place in Edmonton. Ryan and Puljujärvi have scored once. McDavid has tallied twice for the Oilers. Mangiapane and Lindholm have the goals for the Flames. It is Edmonton 4 and Calgary 2. Back with more of this Battle of Alberta and with a look at the out-of-town scoreboard in just a moment. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Fired up since 1980, the Flames are only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
On the scoreboard at Rogers Place in Edmonton, it is the Oilers 4 and the Calgary Flames 2 in round 1 of this season's Battle of Alberta. And now joining us with a look at what's happening on the out-of-town scoreboard, here's Pat Steinberg.
Just two other games going on the NHL ice right now. San Jose's got a 4-2 edge on Winnipeg. That game midway through the third. After 40, Minnesota leading Los Angeles 3-1. Major League Baseball, Braves have won game one of the NLCS 3-2 over the Dodgers. They walk it off bottom nine.
David twisting and turning, looking for his third goal of the game. The Oilers captain slides it behind the net to Puljujärvi. He's after his second goal tonight. Puljujärvi drops to Draisaitl. Has to feed it out in front of McDavid. The pass gets broken up by Anderson, though. And now Lindholm will flip it the far boards to Anderson. And he'll slap it into a pile of players outside of the Oilers bench. And Tkachuk and Puljujärvi and Lindholm and McDavid all battle for it. Gaudreau's the guy who grabs it. Gaudreau stick handles in. Gaudreau with a backhand shot that goes fluttering wide of the Oilers net. Here's Hanifin now. Throws the puck into the far corner. Pass a bit too far for Lindholm, though. And the Oilers will lift it up in the air and into Flames territory. Here's Draisaitl out in front, but a good stick there by Lindholm to prevent Draisaitl from getting to the puck. I think Draisaitl would have had a pretty good chance as a 5-time 20, 3-time 30, 2-time 40, and 1-time 50 goal scorer to put that one in the net. Fedorov back into the Flames zone. Slides it up the fireboards to Tanev. He sends it out to center, Mangiapane. Leave it behind for Backlund. Backlund stops and tries to drop, but his pass is knocked away, and Zadorov will recover the puck at the Flames' blue line. Bounces it off the near boards and in, but Keith beats Lewis across the hash marks, and Flames are called for icing.
Flames and the Ducks, Monday night. The Flames home opener, hoping for a massive crowd when Ryan Getzlaf and the Ducks come to town, live from the Envision Custom Renovations Hot Stove Lounge. Patty will host Mr. Fireplace Flames warm-up at 6:30. Then we'll have the call from the Peter Maher Radio Broadcast booth, sponsored by South Point Toyota, shortly after 7:30.
Face off to Markstrom's left. Ryan wins the draw. Back to Bouchard, right point. They send the puck into the near corner. Ryan and Cassian digging for it. Ends up squirting away from them into the far corner to Tanev, who can't clear it out. And now Cuckoo gets clobbered. A big open ice body check by Lewis. I don't think Slater Cuckoo loves playing against the Flames. He got absolutely crushed by Sam Bennett with a hit that broke his collarbone last season. That was a pretty big hit that he took from Trevor Lewis there. There's a long shot in on Markstrom. Tries to quickly play the puck, but not quick enough to avoid a whistle. And a face-off coming up to his right as he has a chat with one of the linesmen.
Now, Markstrom's been a little frustrated with the officials most of the night. That was quite a hit by Trevor Lewis. He put the shoulder down in the chest area and blew up Slater Cuckoo, who's laughing about it on the bench. Did not play the one-time first-round pick of the Tampa Bay Lightning in Wednesday's opener against Vancouver. They went with Chris Russell in that game.
Trevor Lewis, now in his 15th NHL season. Spent parts of six playing for Daryl Sutter with the Kings from 2011 to 2017. And, of course, they won a couple of Stanley Cups together. Balabaki's going to chop the puck to Godden, who gives it to Tkachuk. Tkachuk moves it rink wide to Dubé. Daryl Sutter throwing his lines at a blunder here with his team trailing by two with just under 7.5 minutes to play. Puck comes free for McDavid. McDavid will stick handle across the Flames' blue line. Try to spin by Hanifin, who pushes him off the puck. McDavid gets it back behind the Flames' net and throws it up the near boards, but right to Tkachuk, who plays it rink wide to Dubé. And now Puljujärvi whacks it away from him. And now McDavid takes it away from Dubé. Then he gives it away to Anderson. And the Flames' defenseman will throw the puck into a crowd at his own blue line. And the Oilers end up getting it in deep again as they make a line change.
Those are the little plays just inside your line that don't go over very well with the head coach when you don't get pucks out.
Flames trying to push a little bit, trailing by two with less than 7 minutes left. Trying to activate their defensemen a little bit more often to try to get something going offensively here. Puck loose at the Oilers' blue line. Hyman muscles it out to center, gets it back, and reverses it. And now Keith will play it up the right-hand side to Ceci, who bounces it off Valimaki's stick, but can't get it in deep as it comes free for Lucic, who slips it left-wing side to Richie, who's going to chip it and chase it. He feeds into the puck in the near quarter. Lucic comes flying into the forecheck, but can't come up with it. And the Oilers will clear it down the ice again. Here comes Nugent Hopkins. And up the left-wing side. Leaves the puck for Hyman. Hyman with a sharp-angle shot. Stopped by Markstrom. Now Lucic will pick the puck up and play it up the right-wing side. Ahead to Tkachuk. Tkachuk one on four. We'll just get it in deep as the Flames complete a line change with now less than 6 minutes remaining in regulation time, and the Oilers leading 4-2. And Gaudreau's going to grab it at his own blue line, wind up, cross the red line, and now the Oilers blue line. Gaudreau trying to dangle by the two Oilers defensemen, Bouchard and Cuckoo, loses the puck in the process and cleared back into Flames territory. Here's Zadorov, spinning, slides it up the left wing side to Tkachuk, drops it to Backlund. Backlund returns the puck to Tkachuk. He walks in and shoots, that shot tipped and rolls right to Smith. And the Oilers goaltender's got it. Now Tkachuk gets into it with Berry.
Matthews had a pretty good night. He would be right up there for me as the Flames' best performer. He's had 9 shots on goal, played as good a pass with Lindholm on the Flames' second goal. He's been very involved tonight. It's been a good outing for the Flames' number 19.
The Flames are out shooting the Oilers 40-31, but that number 97 guy is pretty good. Won his 3rd Art Ross Trophy, 3rd Ted Lindsay Award, and 2nd Hart Trophy last season. Off to a good start this season. He had 2 assists in the Oilers' 3-2 shootout victory over the Canucks on Wednesday. He's got 2 goals in this game against the Flames tonight. And late in the third period at Rogers Place, it is the Oilers 4 and the Flames 2. We'll see if the Flames can scratch and claw their way back into this game when we come back. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Streaming home and away on any device, Flames Hockey is on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Connor McDavid has scored twice, Derek Ryan and Jesse Puljujärvi once. Andrew Mangiapane and Elias Lindholm have the Flames 2 goals tonight, but the Oilers with a 4-2 lead late in the third period. Special teams has been a big part of this hockey game. The Flames 1-for-4 on the power play, but only 2-for-4 on the penalty kill, powered by Wolf Cadillac Calgary. Puck to be on the Oilers' net. Mangiapane scored the Flames' first goal of the season, digs it free, and lifts it off the glass. Left point, Hanifin with a slap shot that misses Smith's net. Now Anderson with a shot, a hard one, off the right wing boards, kicked away by Smith. That one seemed to sting the Oilers' goaltender a little bit. Here's Mangiapane. Far corner to Backlund. Tries to feed it out in front. I mentioned earlier the line combinations looking different in this third period. Right now they've got a line of Backlund, Gaudreau, and Mangiapane on the ice. Here's Mangiapane over the near corner to Backlund. Backlund will back it up to the blue line. Here's Lindholm with a hard, make that Mangiapane with a hard shot that's blockered aside by Smith. Now Gaudreau's got it in the near corner. Gaudreau behind the net to Mangiapane. He tries a one-touch pass to Backlund, but it's broken up. Here comes Draisaitl the other way. And up the right wing side, he leaves it for Nurse. Nurse, far circle to McDavid with a shot fought off by Markstrom. And now Richie will lift it up in the air and out. And Gaudreau will catch up to the puck at the Oilers' blue line. Spin and drop. Richie shoots and rips one high and wide of Smith's net. And the Oilers will clear it out and down the ice. And there's no icing call on the play as Dubé will pick it up behind his net. He leaves it for Valimaki, who returns the puck to Dubé. Gives it back to Valimaki. He slides it up the left wing side. Now Monahan goes after it on the forecheck. Runs Berry into the end boards. As Richie digs it free and plays it right point. Gudbranson winds and fires a shot. Kicked away with the left pad of Smith. Back to the right point to Gudbranson again. Gudbranson another shot. It pinballs to the net. And the Oilers' goaltender's got it.
You know, Brett Richie is not a game changer. But the one thing I'll say about number 24, he gives you an honest effort every single night, regardless of whether he gets 7 or 10 or 12 or 14, and he just missed on a wrist shot. I quite liked him tonight. Again, as he played a ton, no. You get what you get from him, and I like the consistency of what you receive from number 24.
Bit of a scramble draw to Smith's left. The Oilers, Hyman picks the puck up. Bounces it off the boards and into the Flames zone, and Tanev will take over behind his net. Puck cleared up the far boards and out to center. Just under 3.5 to play in the third. It is the Oilers 4 and the Flames 2 in this battle of Alberta. Markstrom will glove the puck to Tanev. Slides it up the right wing side. Lewis stumbles a bit and can't catch up to it. And Nugent Hopkins will back it up into his own zone to Keith. Keith plays it right wing side to Cece, who slides it to Nugent Hopkins. Banks it off the boards ahead to Fogle, who dodges the body check at center and lifts the puck into the Flames zone. Anderson will grab it. Gets away from the forechecking Cassian and slides the puck in behind the Oilers' net. Smith out to get it like a third defenseman. Plays it to Barry, who bats it up the near boards to Cassie, and who clears it out to center ice. Mangiapane will take over there. Comes it up the right wing side, loses the puck, finds it, and now drops it to Backlund, who bounces one wide of Smith's net. Now less than 3 minutes left. Keep an eye on the Flames' net. If we can. Yeah, there's a look at Jacob Markstrom, still standing in the blue paint. I'm sure he'll go as soon as he gets a chance. Flames will lift it up in the air and in behind the Oilers' net. And I see the empty net graphic up on the screen, so the Flames have pulled their goaltender and put an extra attacker on the ice, trying to make it a one-goal game. Here's Hanifin with a slap shot that misses the Oilers' net. 2:13 left in the third as Puljujärvi can't clear it. Here's Anderson. Left point to Hanifin. Back to Anderson. Now far quarter, Tkachuk with a shot that he whips wide of the Oilers' net. Here's Hanifin. Near half-boards to Gaudreau, but he overskates it, and now Barry's going to lift it right over Hanifin's head and down the ice, and not enough on that for icing as Hanifin has to hurry back to get it. Just under 2 minutes to play now. Here's a nice pass ahead to Gaudreau, who crosses the Oilers' blue line. A little stutter step, tries to dish it off to Dubé, but the pass gets broken up, and the Oilers will clear it out. Puljujärvi with an empty net, flips it towards the net, just wide. Now McDavid scores! And Oilers fans will litter the ice at Rogers Place with hats as their captain Connor McDavid completes his hat trick and makes it 5-2 Edmonton.
Graham in the crowd, she's delighted. For Connor McDavid, he had two hat tricks last season. One of those came against the Flames in a 5-point outing, February the 20th. And he has another tonight. Good little chip over to him, and he's the fastest guy on planet Earth on skates, but guys get a little faster sometimes when they know they can add another notch to the old point total. At the other end, Flames waltzed in to the Oilers zone with a 3-on-2 with a guy that you'd want to have the puck, and Johnny Gaudreau couldn't make the pass to Dylan Dubé on the right wing side, and then turned over and red light on at the other end.
So a 3-goal game now late in the third period as the Oilers are well on their way to winning round one of this season's Battle of Alberta. We're going to have to wait a while for round two. It'll be at Scotiabank Saddledome in Calgary 2 days after Christmas on December 27th. Must admit, seeing the Senators 9 times last season was way too much, but I didn't hate 10 games against the Oilers. More battles of Alberta, the better for me.
Be a lot more fun this year. We didn't get to enjoy it tonight, but we will December 27th with big, big, boisterous crowds in attendance.
Yeah, it will be great to be in the building for that one. Flames are out shooting the Oilers 45-33, but it's Edmonton 5 and Calgary 2. I'm anxious to hear what Daryl Sutter will say about this game. Obviously, you won't be happy with the final score, but Flames did do some good things. The Oilers way more opportunistic tonight. Special teams battled as well. Still cleaning up hats at Rogers Place. Talked about the special teams battle. Flames 1-for-4 on the power play. And only 2-for-4 on the penalty kill, powered by Wolf Cadillac Calgary. Your GSL family has expanded with the addition of Wolf Cadillac Calgary. Focusing on customer loyalty and outstanding service every step of the way from first visit to purchase. Visit wolfcadillaccalgary.com. Well, they cleaned up all the hats. And we are once again underway late in the third period. A little bit less than a minute and a half remaining. That's Dubé. There's the right wing side to Mangiapane. Mangiapane slides it left wing boards. Valimaki shoots and just misses Smith's net. Ryan, who scored the game's opening goal way back when, will flip the puck out to center, and from there Cassian will backhand it into the Flames zone. Here's C. Cece. Out to center ice. Lucic can't find it at his feet. Nugent Hopkins will dig it out of there. Floated into the far corner with now 50 seconds left. Puck bounces up the near boards to Lucic. Using that big frame to try to protect it from Yamamoto, who lifts a stick and steals it and slides it in behind Markstrom's net. Godden. And Nugent Hopkins battling forward in the near corner. Godden able to come up with the puck and slide it to Lucic. Moves it to Lewis. Across the red line and play it just into the order zone, but Nurse clears it out. Here comes Yamamoto across the Flames' blue line with 23 seconds to go. He shoots and misses Markstrom's net. Flames will be happy to have Blake Coleman back for their home run opener against the Ducks on Monday. Wonder what the top six will look like in that game. Now to the final 5 seconds at Rogers Place in Edmonton. And the home fans are on their feet as the Oilers win round one of four in the season's Battle of Alberta, led by their captain Connor McDavid, who scores a hat trick. They defeat the Flames by a final score of 5-2.
Tip your cap as well to Mike Smith. Turns aside 43, make that 45 in the game as the Flames with 47 shots when it's all said and done. Oh, how many grade A's I would say that he had to deal with in the contest, but he was very solid. He was excellent against Vancouver, 36 of 38 on Wednesday. So for a guy that some thought didn't have much left in the tank a few years ago, he's defying some odds at 39 years of age.
The Flames peppered him with shots. They had more shots in their first game this season than they had in any game last season. They had 44 shots in a game against the Oilers on February 20th, 2021. So the Flames hurry with more shots in their first game this season than they had in any of their 56 games last season. Unfortunately, just not opportunistic enough. The Oilers took a 3-0 lead before the Flames battled back to make it 3-1. But really the turning point for me, Lou, was the Oilers scoring, what was it, 26 seconds after the Flames made it a
3-2 game.
One-goal game again. They made it 4-2 and then would add an empty netter to make it 5-2. So it's that bump-up shift that helps the Oilers pull away from the Flames in this Battle of Alberta tonight. And we'll talk more about it coming up a little bit later on. Unfortunately, I don't think we have a PA feed to listen into the three stars, so we'll get to the Silver Hill Acura three stars when we come back. Pat Steinberg is standing by and will host our post-game show right after the break. Once again, the final score in the season opener at Rogers Place in Edmonton. The Oilers beat the Flames 5-2 in the Battle of Alberta.
So make it 13 consecutive years without a win to start the season for the Flames. October 2009 seems further and further away every time we talk about it. It's time for the post-game report following a 5-2 Oilers win. Oilers never trailed in this game. They opened up a 2-0 first period lead on Derek Ryan's first of the year. He opened the scoring. Warren Fogle, Zach Cassian the assists at 13:08, and then a power play goal for Connor McDavid to start another banner night. McDavid from Jesse Puljujarvi and Leon Draisaitl at 17:29. Power play goal to make it 2-0. Oilers go up by 3 in the second period on McDavid's second of the night. McDavid from Darnell Nurse and Ryan Nugent-Hopkins at 5:33. That's another power play goal. 3-0 Oilers. Flames get on the board a few minutes later, just before the midway mark of the second period. First goal of the season scored by, well, guess who? Andrew Mangiapane. First of the year from Dylan Dubé and Juuso Välimäki at 9:19. Flames trimmed the lead to 2. It was 3-1 Edmonton after 40 minutes of play. Flames get an early power play in the third, and they cash on it. Great pass, great finish. Elias Lindholm rips home his first of the year to make it 3-2. Matthew Tkachuk, Rasmus Andersson, the assist. Great work on the power play at 5:03 to make it 3-2. Unfortunately, really bad, as you just heard Derek say, really bad bump-up shift. And 26 seconds later, Puljujärvi makes it 4-2. That was the backbreaker. Second of the year for Puljujärvi. Cody Ceci and Drysdale the assist at 5:29. McDavid completes the hat trick into an empty net at 18:23. Third of the season from Puljujärvi and Drysdale to get us to our 5-2 final. Third period shots 14-8 Calgary. Final shots 47-32 in favor of the Flames. Calgary goes 1-for-1 on the power play in the third. They finish this game 1-for-4. Edmonton does not get a third period power play. They finish this game 2-for-4. With the loss, Calgary opens the season with a loss. They're 0-1-0, and they will have their home opener Monday against the Anaheim Ducks. Edmonton improves to 2-0-0. They're also in action next against Anaheim. That game is on Tuesday night. That is your post-game report. Our post-game show is coming up next. Peter and Derek will rejoin me. We'll hear from a member of the Calgary Flames and a whole lot more. All kinds of post-game reaction coming your way following a Flames 5-2 loss to Edmonton to open the season, as Calgary has now lost 13 consecutive season opening games. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.